There, we saw more of that last night. Looked more like your team. Played a little small ball, put runners in motion. This isn't going to be a banger team. You don't have 20 home run guys necessarily in this lineup. And so it's really important for them to do those little things. And I think we saw a lot of that last night. A couple nice double plays.
Oh, absolutely. No, and one of the focuses for us primarily this summer is going to be playing fundamental, like you mentioned. And we've got a lot of team speed across the board. We're really fast. We got a lot of boys that stole a lot of bases this year and hit for average as well. And so in the years past, we've kind of been trying to break our own records, you know, as a home run hitting team. And this year, I think we're going to be trying to maybe test the records here on stolen bases and doing things fundamentally sound.
That sounds great. Chico Nuts tonight, a new summer collegiate team in the area. So you'll be seeing them quite a lot, I'm sure, in the future. And for you, good luck out there tonight.
Yep, looking forward to having them and looking forward to hosting them again next year.
All righty. We'll be back with lineups and more. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball.
Mark, you know what I've been craving lately? Chinese food.
Abby, I have the perfect solution. Sailing Boat Restaurant has partnered with Haven Humane Society for Second Tuesday Dining.
That's great. So I can get my Chinese food fixed and help out animals in need at the same time? Sailing Boat Restaurant always satisfies my cravings with their amazing food.
Please join us Tuesday, June 11th at Sailing Boat Restaurant from 5 to 9 p.m. They have graciously agreed to donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the animals and work towards placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. I need you to help us identify and report potential victims of elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation. I urge you to join us on Saturday, June 15th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. on the Sundial Bridge as we light up the bridge purple in support of elder abuse awareness and prevention. This free event will have fun activities for the whole family and valuable information. No abuse, report abuse by calling Adult Protective Services at 225-5798.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball at Tiger Field. I'm Brent Weber. And tonight they've got some special activities going on. And right now, and oh boy, I wish you could see it. It's going to be a blast. The Reading Canine Police Department's Canine Unit is going to be out, and they're doing an actual display of what they do with the dogs. They've got the three canine dogs out here. They'll be out here for a while. So if you're looking for something to do with your family tonight, they will be out here, I believe, throughout the night. I'm not sure the dogs will be here all night, but certainly for a little while. Let's go over the starting lineups now. We'll start with the visiting 0-3 Chico Nuts. They are managed by Reese Borges. Their shortstop is Mateo Martinez. DH is Hunter Polk hitting second. And center field is Casey Buchanan. Tyler Stewart hit a long bomb last night, is the cleanup hitter. Bradley Smith over at first base tonight. Bradley Del Carlo at second tonight. Ryan Wolf at third. Andrew Long is the catcher. And Charlie Constantino, their right fielder. Javier Martinez, a freshman who is headed to Butte College out of Las Plumas, is going to take the hill for them tonight. He's a right-hander. For your Colt 45s, who are 6-4 on this season, Barrett Fasking in his third year as manager of the club. Tyler Thompson leads off in center field, the Utah Ute. Hitting second at DH, getting a night off from the field tonight is Brendan Roop. He did pitch, close out the game last night, pitching-wise, giving him a night off from the field. Eric Carlson, feeling great, he told us, back in the lineup, back in the field, after a little bit of a problem with the rib cage injury. He was hit with a couple of pitches, but he's back, said he's 100%. He hits third and plays first base. Jacob Machuca, the big left-handed hitting power hitter. He's out in left field tonight. We'll talk more about Jacob and his transition into the outfield role and the injury that he's coming off of. He's batting cleanup. Colby Harrison is at third base tonight in the infield. Colby been doing some pitching and now playing some field as well. Of course, he's a local fellow. We'll talk more about him in the lineup. Miguel Marquez hits in the six hole tonight. Shortstop brings some speed. Nick Horsley batting seventh, the catcher. Jordan Akins gets a start in the field tonight, the second baseman out of Shasta College. And Andy Baena is your center fielder. And looking forward to having Speedy Andy at that kind of 9-1 double leadoff role he hits tonight. He's actually out in, right field again tonight. He had been playing center field early in the year. On the hill, Kyle Schrodel. He's 1-1 on this campaign. And Kyle, his brother Nicholas, has also been a starter. Kyle, 3-2 with a 9.58 earned run average. And he will be taking the hill. We'll talk a little bit more about him just a bit. We'll take a look at some of the Major League scores for you tonight as well. And before we get started, Jimmy Richens is your home plate umpire. Johnny Smith will be the umpire in the field. Colt 45s won last night's game 10-3, and boy, did they need it. They got a strong starting performance from Eamon Velarde. Went six innings, scattered three hits, allowed just one earned run, and lowered his ERA once again. And Eamon is in his – that was – technically his third start, not technically, it was literally his third start, but one of them was washed out due to a rainout that we had earlier in the year. But we saw the young kid, Peter Kronoski, came in, pitched a couple of innings. I'm looking forward to seeing him. So strong pitching last night, we previously mentioned, Roop, in that best part of it, I think, for manager Baron Fasking and his staff was that they got out in front 2-0, a 1-2-3 first in the top against Chico. And then got two runs in the bottom, so they were working with a lead from the get-go. Well, we're going to take a little break here. The players are on the field getting ready for the national anthem, and while that's going on, we are going to take a break. We'll be back with more on your starting pitchers and the first pitch of tonight's game between the Nuts and the Colt 45s. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. I'm Brent Weber. Kyle Schrodel on the mound tonight for your Reading Colt 45s. He's making his warm-up tosses, and we're now going to be able to talk a little bit about what's going on behind us. The We Back the Blue event, they're going to have a demonstration and it shows officers using some of their training techniques with a canine dog. One of their canines is a young one. He's just a month or so in the program, but they have brought three dogs out. One of them is going to work on the program, and if they are describing it, we will just kind of listen in to our announcer tonight. Here's Hank and his partner, Bruce. Hank's the dog, and he's on the mound right now, and he sees the big suit, the bad guy that's holding the baton. And let me tell you what, Hank is raring to go. Way to go, Hank. And Hank is, he's immediately taken down. It is something to see how quickly they can do. And they train this dog. And then the officer trains the dog when to stop and how to stop. It's a beautiful thing to see. These are wonderful animals. Of course, they become part of the family, and they're out there protecting and saving lives of law enforcement officers every day. But I also like to commend Erin Woodward, the high school student who's been she's been singing our national anthem about half the time already here at the start of the season. She's a local prep, young, talented singer, and we want to congratulate her on another beautiful job done on the national anthem. All right, let's take a look at what we've got in the field for you tonight. Colt 45s wearing the white pants. They're wearing the vests, the sleeveless vests that are yellow with white trim and white numbers. And they're wearing black undershirts, most of them short sleeve. Not a warm night tonight. Nice, cool, and breezy. Probably in the low 70s right now. They're wearing the white cap, black bill, and the Colt 45s logo. The team they're playing, the Nuts, going with the red, white, and blue theme. The Nuts in their first year of summer collegiate play, featuring a lot of freshmen. Some high school, recent high school graduates, in fact, are going into junior college in the fall, so they are a younger club in many ways, but certainly a solid amateur program they've had down there in Chico. And they are wearing the gray bottoms with blue trims, blue socks, blue hats, red jerseys with red, white, and blue ribbons around the top of their shoulders, and blue, and white numerals. And that is what the Chico Nuts look like. And this light breeze blowing out towards right field, and it was blowing in somewhat, so pitchers like that. The big right-hander is the pitcher Kyle Schrodel. Behind him is Eric Carlson over at first base. Jordan Akins is at second, and Miguel Marquez moving back over to short. Colby Harrison gets to start tonight at third base. Jacob Machuca in left field. Tyler Thompson in center field can cover a lot of ground. And out in right field is Andy Baena. Behind the plate catching Schrodel is Nick Horsley. Kyle Schrodel, of course, is a catcher on this club, and he's also a pitcher doing the pitching tonight. Kyle making his third start of the spring so far, his fourth appearance, 10 and a third innings. He's allowed a dozen hits and 11 earned runs, 7 walks and 9 strikeouts, a 1-1 record, and a 9.58 ERA. But we all know that can be a little bit deceiving this time of year. So we're just about ready to get her started. First pitch going to be thrown out here tonight at 7:18 as Kyle Schrodel winds and delivers a fastball. It's a little bit high for ball one. Leading off the right-handed batter is Mateo Martinez, the shortstop. Batting second for them, we mentioned earlier, Hunter Polk, and Casey Buchanan is in the three spot. That's where we'll start it with. Martinez takes another one. It's hello, 2-0 the count. Kyle throws fastball. He's got a knuckle curve and a circle change. That one's down around the knees, just missing a little low, 3-0. And this has been a problem for a lot of the guys this year, falling behind early in those early first times through, and this is something I know they're all working on. That's a called strike. He was taking it all the way, 3-1. Martinez played second base last night for them, was hitless in 4 trips to the plate. Here's a 3-1 pitch. That's a knuckle curve, and it just missed inside. So the Nuts get a leadoff walk here. And that'll bring up Hunter Polk, their designated hitter. Polk, a right-handed batter. As I mentioned last night, the thing now, I think, are the beards. It seems like everybody wants to have a beard in baseball. Now, the Colt 45s, that's not really their role. But the Nuts have got a lot of guys with the working on their beard, maybe for the fall, going back to school. Schrodel just gives a cursory throw over to first base to keep Martinez close. Our first look at Polk. He did not play in last night's game. Takes a cut at one. No balls and a strike to count. Polk is out of Butte College and went to Durham High School wearing the blue gloves. A lot of times you'll have guys that will wear the colored gloves or catcher's gear that they're most comfortable with from their college. That's the case with Nick Horsley. He wears the red catcher's gear from where he attends college. He's the catcher, and he goes to Benedictine University of Mesa. Checks the run at first. Pretty good lead. Big swing. That was the curveball, the knuckle curve, and he got him on three straight pitches. So good comeback there. One down, and that will bring up Casey Buchanan. Buchanan last night played right field, was hitless in his four at-bats. He's a left-handed stick. And he's out of Oregon, North Medford. Pretty good size kid. Not tall, but beefy, 6 foot 200. He stands in. Takes a good cut at the first one, drives it high, but it's playable out in left center field. Tyler Thompson wanders over and makes the catch without a problem in mid-left center. That's out number two. One pitch, one out. That's what the doctor ordered. Two down now for Tyler Stewart. Stewart golfed one. I want to say almost seemed like it was off his shoe tops, but it wasn't that low off Eamon Velarde last night. The only earned run Velarde gave up in the game. He was the Nuts' most effective hitter. It was 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored and 2 runs batted in. He's got a wide open stance from the right side. Takes the first pitch over. Nice on the outside corner for a called strike. So after struggling to throw strikes to the leadoff hitter, Kyle Schrodel looking comfortable from the stretch. Sun has not set yet, so we've got a Sun field on the first base side. Throw over, and he had to dive back and just did get back in safely. So it would be a trouble field for Andy Baena in right field. The right fielder would have to deal with some sun coming, going down the horizon just over the grandstands. But it's setting pretty quickly here. We'll have lights on by maybe in the bottom of the inning. Bounced up there, but Nick Horsley blocks it with his body. Nice job there to save a base. Runner had to hold, a ball and a strike. Two outs here in the first. I mentioned Erin Woodward, the young lady who sang the anthem, just a beautiful job. She's 17 years old, a senior at Shasta, and just couldn't sing her higher praises, and a beautiful addition to the pregame festivities out here. There's the knuckle curve, high bouncer over the pitcher's mound, charging quickly, having to rush was Akins, and he just couldn't come up with it. It took a big hop off his chest. They're going to give him an infield hit, and I don't think he would have been able to get Stewart. It just had a big high hopper, not exactly a plate bouncer, but definitely hard dirt out in front, and Akins would have had to have a big league play on that to get him. So it's an infield hit. Martinez goes to second, and that'll bring up Bradley Smith, who wears a big long white sleeve on his right arm. Compression sleeve, has a very white ash bat, like almost as if it is painted white. I've seen many of those. This pitch from Schrodel is bounced up there. Horsley can't stop that one, so the runners all move up 90 feet. Not what you were looking for, but runners now on second and third with two outs, needing a big out here facing that five-hole hitter. Bradley Smith last night DH'd. He was 1-for-4, did drive in a run. Takes that one, and that was called a strike, 1-1. Appreciate you joining us, wherever you are out there. We know many of the families are able to tune in. We appreciate hearing from you. This pitch swung on, hit towards right field, but it bends back towards the charging Andy Baena, and he makes the catch look easy for out number three. So the Nuts threatened, but nothing doing here in the top of the first. No runs, a hit. No errors, and two men left on base. Your Reading Colt 45 set to come to bat. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back. Grant Weber with you here. The wind picking up a little bit, blowing into the face of us. That means it's blowing in from right field. It's swirling around a bit down there on the Tiger field. Let's get to the defensive alignment behind right-hander Javier Martinez as Tyler Thompson steps in to lead it off. Four-year Reading Colt 45s. Bradley Smith at first base. Braden Del Carlo at second. Mateo Martinez at short. Ryan Bolf is at third base. Tyler Stewart, Casey Buchanan, and Charlie Constantino. You were outfield left to right. Andrew Long is catching. And Javier Martinez is on the mound. A commitment to Butte College last year. Six-two, 185-pounder. And his first pitch is the ball. Next one delivered. That one's a little low as well, 2-0. Tyler Thompson at the plate. And Tyler really starting to look more and more comfortable. Average is at 238. He's 1-for-4 last night with a couple of runs scored and knocked a run in. Left-handed batter, attended the University of Utah. He's 21 years old, but not the oldest guy on the club. The oldest, the veteran on the club, is, oh, I'm just calling him Old St. Nick, so I remember he's the older of the two Schrodels, Nick Schrodel. Is 22. Most of these guys are 18, 19, and fewer 20. 2-1, 1-strike pitch as he fouled one back, and it's coming. Winds and delivers off speed outside. Misses high, 3-1. Tyler's job, of course, to get on base. His on base percentage has been good, 543. Takes that one, runs the count full. So he's doing what you want at the top of the order with a 543 OBP, but most of that has come via the walk or the hit by pitch. 8 walks, 6 times. He has been hit with a pitch already this year. Here comes the payoff pitch, setting up outside. It's a little bit high and away, and he gets another ball, another walk. So Tyler will take it any way he can get it. You heard in the pregame show that Bear Fasking wanting to focus on speed, doing the fundamental things and just stealing bases, maybe even take a run at their stolen base record here. I don't know what that is, but we'll have to look that up if they get any closer. Brandon Roop comes to the plate, and Roop has been a steady bat since he joined the club. Right-handed hitter, pitched an inning last night, so he is DHing tonight, takes the first pitch. A little bit low, but called a strike. Roop at 316. And correcting that, I've had to correct some stats here. He's at 333, actually. 10 runs scored, double, triple, homer, and 13 runs batted in since joining the team. That one's thrown back to the backstop. It bounces off the concrete backstop. The catcher Long is able to grab it and throw, but he throws it wildly, and heading over to third now is Thompson. So it'll be a stolen base and then an error on the catcher. It was a gift for the catcher, Andrew Long. The pitch was so wild that it hit the concrete backstop. It's like a kid you practice throwing up against the wall, bounced right back to him. But he hurried his throw. He might have had a shot to get Thompson at second base. But he threw it wildly, and now you've got a runner at third, nobody out, and your deadliest hitter so far this season at the plate. Roop with a 1-1 delivery. Swings and lines it towards left field. It's going to be in the gap left center. Extra bases for Brendan Roop. bounces off the wall. He takes a big chug at second base, but he'll hold up there. A run-scoring double for Brendan Roop, who just continues to look so comfortable at the plate for the Colt 45s. Second game in a row, Redding on top, 1-0. That's Roop's second double of the year, and that brings up Eric Carlson, a guy who's got the most experience, at least here in Redding, playing for Oklahoma Baptist University. They had a terrific year. We've talked much about that, but he was here with this ball club a year ago as well. One of just a couple of returnees takes the first pitch over for the strike. Eric had hit an RBI last night. Played a little second base after he started the game as DH. We mentioned he had a rib cage injury. Takes that one inside. But you expect him to get it going. Real leader on this club. Can play anywhere. Eric Carlson. Right-handed batter. Holds the black bat on his shoulder. Awaiting the 1-1 pitch. And he really wheels and fouls one back. That might hit a car back there. Carlson coming in, hitting just 200. But just 10 at-bats, a couple of hits. And got that double and has two RBI. Hit by three pitches, and boy, they hurt, as we mentioned. Cost him a game a couple of games ago. He had to sit out. One ball, two strike pitch. He chases one, a breaking ball dropped by the catcher. But they do complete the play over to first to get the out, but in doing so, Roop is able to hustle over to third on the play. So it'll be a fielder's choice strikeout. Well, not a fielder's choice, excuse me, a strikeout. The put out is 2-3, but that allows the runner to move to third. So one out, Jacob Machuca comes to the plate. Now, Jacob, out of Fort Scott College, bounces one up the middle, second baseman fields to his right, throws on to first, pulls the first baseman off the bag, but the run does score. He did get Machuca at first. The first baseman did complete the out, but the run did score, so it's 2-0. Colt 45s, Machuca gets the RBI on the fielder's choice, 4-3. And that'll bring up Colby Harrison. Colby hasn't gotten to swing the bat a lot so far this year. Just one at-bat, but he walked twice as well. He's walked twice, scored a run. A little right-handed batter. Part of that terrific team at Sacramento City College out of Chico and PV High School. Takes a big cut at that one. Swung on and missed. Javier Martinez, these guys have probably crossed paths at some point. Martinez pitched with the Chico Aces last summer. At off speed, high, bounces back, goes back to the screen. No harm, no foul, nobody's on base. 2-1 the count now on the right-handed hitter. Martinez taking, or rather, Colby taking another big swing and runs the count to 2-2.
Hello.
2-2 delivery coming. Right-hander rocks, big kick and delivers, misses high, and now he runs it full. Javier Martinez. As we mentioned, Butte College signee. Next one. He takes it, and it's called strike three. Oh, boy. Colby wishes he could have that one back. Didn't like it. And that is the first strikeout of the game, of course, for Martinez. But not before your Colt 45s played a pair. Two runs on just one hit. And nobody left on base. We'll go to the top of the second. Colt 45's up on the nuts, 2-0. You're listening to Redding Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Leading it off against Kyle Schrodel is Braden O'Carlo, their second baseman tonight, right-handed batter. Takes a little bit of a lift in his front foot when he takes his swing. Doesn't keep it stationary. Holds the bat by his head, then takes a little bit of a high step. Takes a couple of pitches now, two balls and no strikes. I talked to their coach, Del Carlo, another one of the Butte College recruits, Butte College players, been playing out of position as they wait on some of their players to get from other colleges. He tried to sell, and he did sell it. Tried to sell a hit by pitch, no argument from Nick Corsley, so hit on the sleeve by a pitch. So Del Carlo on base, so the leadoff hitter for both innings so far on base, didn't wind up hurting Kyle Schrodel last time. Del Carlo, pretty good lead over at first base. Bouncing ball, third base side. It's going to be foul. But Del Carlo, not to pick on the guy, but boy, he was picked on over there at third base last night. Seemed like every funky ball was hit towards him. Not normally a third baseman was playing super deep in the game and wound up getting tagged with a couple of errors. He's in a more familiar position tonight at second base. Takes that one. This is Ryan Bolf at the plate now, right-handed batter. That pitch inside gets away from Nick Horsley. I believe that's going to be a pass ball on that one and might have shaken him up a little bit. Nick's caught Kyle a couple of times. Nick and Brett Bello have kind of settled into alternating the catching duties. One ball, one strike pitch. Big cut for the little guy, Bolf. Bolf over at third base tonight. Last night he was out in center field. He was 0 for 3. So runner at second now. Nobody out here in the top half of inning number two. Again, the sun still beaming light on the Grape Avenue side. Two hopper towards third, fielded by Harrison. Looks the runner back and makes a nice throw over to first base for out number one. Well played, and the Colt 45s can use that. They've had some inexperience at third a little bit this year, and just settling down defensively the last couple of days. You can just see they're getting more confident as they go. That brings up Andrew Long. He's their catcher. Did not play in last night's game. Long, right-handed batter, 6 foot, 200-pounder out of Orland. First pitch is an off-speed swung on, missed, way out in front. Long, another Butte College player. Checking the runner back at second. Aiken gives him a look. Fastball swung on just a little bit behind, missed it. Quickly out in front, 0-2. Schrodel apparently, at least in the first two innings, and I'm no pitching coach, but working from the windup, lost both of those hitters, a walk and then a hit by pitch, but working from the stretch, he looks a little bit more comfortable. I'm sure that is not lost on Barrick Fasking's staff, of course. Barrick was a professional pitcher in baseball. Fastball outside. Horsley throws down to second, trying to pick him off. Caught him wandering, but no, he's back in there safely. showing off a pretty good gun there. And we haven't gotten to see Nick make that many throws, just circumstantially. But, boy, we saw a pretty good hose on him right there. Ball and two strikes to count now. And what is a beautiful night. Again, a slight breeze seeming to blow out towards right field. From the stretch, that's the knuckle curve. It swung on and missed. Foul back to the screen. The count at 1-2. The home plate area is shaded. There's sun going across the pitcher. So it's one of those where you might have difficulty picking up the baseball, and we'll see. That's fastball. That one swung on and missed. Fouled back, excuse me, again, the back of the screen. Bat boys, we got two bat and ball boys tonight doing a terrific job bringing the baseballs out to the home plate umpire. We mentioned earlier, it's Jimmy Richens behind home plate. Now they're back at it. Schrodel from the stretch. Taking his time, looks to second. Being very deliberate. Now delivers. That's the knuckle curve. Popped up in the infield. Marquez calls for it and makes the catch on the edge of the grass. And that's out number two. And that'll bring up Charlie Constantino. Charlie out of Alameda. Right-handed batter. 5'10", 165. Another Butte College signee. Charlie is listed as an outfielder, first baseman, catcher. He was a catcher for, listed primarily as a catcher for Butte this year. Takes the first pitch over for a strike. Didn't play in yesterday's game. At Butte College, hit 250. Played in just 9 games as a freshman. 4-for-16. Right-handed batter. He's got the two-colored bat. Of course, this is a wood bat summer league, so he's got the dark head on the bat and the traditional-looking light-colored wood and around the handle. Waits for the 0-1 pitch. And that one's just off the inside corner, a ball and a strike. We are right above, if you haven't guessed, the smoothie station. So if you want to get some frozen ice, you're going to hear that on our speaker, which is fine. Although it does make me want, it does make me wish I had a shaved ice right now. I just have to admit. One ball, one strike pitch. Boy, that didn't miss by much. Two balls and a strike. Nice crowd rolling in, and there's still plenty of baseball ahead tonight. Again, the temperatures are perfect on Back to Blue night. You can come out and see some our local law enforcement who are here. And some good baseball, too. Ball and two strikes now. Awaiting the pitch is Charlie Constantino. Rests the bat on his right shoulder. Now, the delivery from Schrodel. Bouncing ball up the middle. Second baseman Aiken. Fields throws the first. Got him, no problem. After the leadoff batter reached, being hit by a pitch, 1-2-3, they went down. So we go to the bottom of the second. Colt 45's up 2-0 on the Chico Nuts. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future. And Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Uh-oh. Bottom of the second. Miguel Marquez going to lead things off for your Colt 45s, reading up 2-0 on the Chico Nuts. Marquez, Nick Horsley, and Jordan Akins are in the bottom of the second, facing Martinez, the right-hander. He winds and delivers first pitch of this inning. Is a little bit low and inside, a ball and no strikes. Our first look, of course, at Martinez. He has a pretty big delivery, big leg kick. That one's a fastball. Marquez took a pretty good cut at it, missed it. A ball and a strike down. A lot coming up that you should put on your calendar. Of course, tonight was back to blue night. Coming up on June 14th will be MLB night. You wear MLB swag, so you wear your favorite teams. Got to be a major league team, though. Doesn't matter. Could be Braves, A's, Giants, Dodgers, no matter. That one's an off-speed swung on and miss. You heard the crowd go, ooh and ah. Big cut, big strikeout for Miguel. He goes down on strikes for out number one. That'll bring up Nick Horsley, the catcher. But that'll be MLB night, June 14th. Wear your Major League Baseball swag and get a dollar off your ticket. And a big night, June 20th, is Country Western night. You may want to go on ahead and plan to be here for that one. Horsley takes a cut at the first pitch, fouls it back, no balls in the strike. You wear your favorite country and western, we're going to have rodeo, stars, champions. We'll be talking more about it as it gets closer, but it is going to be a big rodeo-type night out here. It's not a rodeo, but we'll be honoring some of the greats of the area. Next pitch, breaking ball, swung on, missed. And Nick Horsley down 0-2 quickly in the count. One of these days, Nick's just going to start clicking. He's just 2-for-33 coming in. And takes a big cut at another off-speed. Misses that one. Strike three. That'll bring up Jordan Akins. It's a tough first at-bat for Nick and Miguel. As Javier Martinez throwing strikes, which he fell behind a little bit in the first inning. He's working much quicker now. And Jordan Akins comes to the plate. Akins out of Shasta College, went to Foothill High School in Palo Cedro. Right-handed batter. One of a couple of guys on the team wearing the long locks. He's got a beard and has the shoulder-length hair. Ball and a strike. Again, Martinez working quickly. Misses inside there, 2-1. And Jordan has done some pitching. Has done more pitching than playing in the field so far. At the plate, he's 2-for-3, though, with a couple of runs batted in. Bounces that one foul off the plate. Two balls and two strikes, the count. Martinez not working as quickly now. Two ball, two strike delivery forthcoming. Tried to take something off that, and it sailed high. He's struggling, it looks like, when he, I don't know if it's a changeup or if he's trying to throw a different type of curve, but he's struggling with that pitch to get it over. The count runs to 3-2. So Akins, that one's bounced to the plate, and the Colt 45s are in business with two outs here in the second, and that brings up Andy Baena. So the right-handed batter out of Regis University. He's a sophomore, comes to the plate. Andy, 1-for-3 last night, scored a run, batting 250 on the year. But he's found his way to get on base quite frequently, a .455 on base percentage. Wide stance, wears a sleeve on his right hand, right arm. Akins, pretty good lead over at first base. Martinez checks him and then bounces up. It stopped nicely by Andrew Long behind the plate. Catcher saved him. Man in scoring position there. A ball and no strikes. The count. Baena waits. Flag is, the breeze has slowed a little bit right now. Andy with the 1-0 delivery coming to him. And again, bounced up there. Again, nice stop by Long to keep it in front of him. Two balls and no strikes. Baena making sure that he doesn't get quick pitched on. He gets deep in the box, back foot close to the catcher, about as far back in that corner as he can get it. Open stance. Another one bounced up there. Martinez now all of a sudden struggling. He looked good, working quickly to the first couple of hitters. And now he's finds himself in a 3-0 count with two outs. And Akins at the plate. I can just about guarantee you that Baena is going to not swing at this. 3-0 pitch. That one's low, ball four. Wasn't close. So Martinez is all of a sudden kind of lost the edge. See if the Colt 45s can take advantage here. At the top of the order, Tyler Thompson comes to the plate. I would be remiss not to tell you our coaches for your Reading Colt 45s. Brett Miller is your first base coach. Of course, he and his twin brother, a longtime part of the amateur baseball scene here in this region and here in Reading. And Justin Sabisma is our third base coach with the Shasta College roots. Your third base coach. I'm not a team member. Wish I was. But that ship sailed a half century ago. Almost. First pitch to the left-handed batting Thompson. A ball. So I'm not keeping exact count, but that's at least six straight balls. Pretty good lead for Baena. Boy, Thompson took a good cut at that one. Missed it. 1-1. Tyler, one of just a couple of left-handed batters in the lineup for the Colt 45s. He and Machuca. Little guy, 5'8", 180. One ball, one strike count to him. Good quick cut, but he missed it. That was a fastball. Got it past him. 1-2. It seems as though when Martinez is working quickly and throwing sticking mainly to the strike, the fastball, he's throwing strikes, but it's been his off-speed that he struggled to get over the plate. Danger is on deck if you are the Chico Nuts. That's Brendan Root. Ball and two strikes. The pitch, that was the curveball. Bounced right side. First baseman takes it. Covering is Martinez, and he makes the play. Out number three. So well played. First to the pitcher to get Thompson. The Colt 45's threatened, but nothing doing. They leave two men on base. And we head to the top of the third. Colt 45's up 2-0 on the Chico Nuts. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Colt 45's up 2-0. The lights will be coming on soon here at Tiger Field as the sunshine is just about to filter down to a few little streaks. Again, Baena may still have some issues out in right, but I think that would probably be it. As Mateo Martinez, their leadoff hitter, comes to the plate to face Kyle Schrodel to start things off here in the top of the third. First pitch, swung on and missed, no balls and a strike. This is Kyle's best start yet. I think he would say the same. First two innings so far, he's put the leadoff hitter on, but this time he's taken a different approach. And that was the changeup and swung on and missed. And quickly now, I believe he's out in front 0-2. Rocks, kicks, and fires. That one's a little low, bounced up there, 2-1. Kyle playing along with his brother Nick, who's just a little bit older. Both of them played at UPrep High School. And they both now play at Crown College, which is in Minnesota. Two pitch now, swung on, hit high and deep towards right field. Baena going back towards the wall. It'll hit the base of the wall over Andy's head. It bounces back towards the infield. That allows Polk to head towards third, and he will stand at third with a leadoff triple. Excuse me, that was Martinez. So their leadoff hitter, Martinez, with the leadoff triple. It was one of those that Baena had a look on it at it, and I told you that might be a bit of a sun field out there. He was going back. It was over his head, and he just wasn't able to get to it. It bounced off the wall and then made a big ricochet back towards the infield. At that point, we saw Martinez had some speed. So, third straight inning, the Nets have had their leadoff hitter on base. Hunter Polk now comes to the plate. He's the DH, right-handed batter. Struck out his first time up. Strodel working from the stretch. That's the curve. Just misses inside. 1-0. A little more on Kyle. Although he's a pitcher and a catcher at Crown, he mostly caught 25 games as a starter and caught all of his brother's starts, in fact. So he's getting a chance to show what he can do as a pitcher here this summer, and that is what Crown will put him in that role next season. Pitch called over for a strike, 1-1. 1-1 pitch, big kick with a runner on third. Curveball swung on, laced up the middle base hit. Didn't fool him, hung it a little bit there, and they've got their first run across. The Nuts on the board. It's 2-1, Colt 45s, and still nobody out. That was just a hanger that didn't fool Polk. So runner at first base, and Casey Buchanan, left-handed hitter, comes to the plate. And a stocky Buchanan, their center fielder tonight, flew to center field. First time up, he's bunting, gets it out towards the pitcher. Schroeder has one play, it's back to first base, and that is where Carlson completes the put out, the sacrifice efficiently employed, and Polk moves down to second base. Not that often your three-hole hitter is going to sacrifice, but they have struggled to score runs, so do what you got to do. This guy, Tyler Stewart, we saw what he could do last night at a shoot-top home run that was just a bullet out to left. Had an infield hit back in the first and was stranded there. So against the Colt 45s, he's 3-for-5 in two games. Swings and hits it off the fist towards second, and it bloops just over Jordan Aiken's head for a base hit. Baena comes up throwing, hits the cutoff man. Runner will hold at third base. Wasn't hit very hard, just off the fist, and he muscled it out over Aiken's in right field. So trouble brewing with one out here in the third, and that'll bring up Bradley Smith, stocky right-handed batter. Bradley Smith at the plate, flew out to right field to end the first inning. Again, he hits with a bit of a crouch, leans back in the box, takes the first pitch inside, high for a ball. Smith awaits the pitch, does not hold the bat very high, back about chest level behind him. That's the curve over for a strike. He's been effective with that. He being Kyle Schroedel. Smith out of Petaluma, 6'3", 215. 1-1 delivery now coming. Kyle Schroedel checks the runner at first. They're on the corners. Swung on and missed. It was in the dirt. Good job by Horsley to keep it in front of him. Runners hold where they are. Well, he was just swinging for the fence on that one. No matter what, Kyle threw him in the breaking ball. Certainly had him fooled. So out in front now, a ball and two strikes. One out. Needing something on the ground here, maybe? Or strikeout wouldn't hurt. Not a big lead at first. 1-2 pitch. Fastball inside and high. 2-2. Tyler Stewart is over at first base, and Hunter Polk is at third. Chico on the board here in the third inning. It's still 2-1 running. 2-2 pitch coming now to Bradley Smith. That's a fastball, just missed away. Count runs full. Good locations, good ideas, but Smith not biting. They play him slightly to pull. Thompson, a pretty shallow center field. And Machuca playing a fairly deep left field. He's pretty new at that position, but he's been fine out there so far. 3-2 delivery. That's the off-speed. Again, hangs it in there. Again, lined up the middle base hit. That'll tie the game as Polk comes in to score. It's a 2-2 ball game. Stewart holds at second base. And again, another hanger and just hit it right up the middle. That'll bring up Adley Del Carlo, who was hit with a pitch and stranded last inning. And Bear Fasking is going to come out now and have a little chat with Schrodel. And I don't think it's going to be anything other than, hey, don't fall in love with that pitch. We need you to get the fastballs over. And quickly, some action out in the bullpen. As soon as we can get our eyes on who it is. The lights are now on here at the ballpark, here at Tiger Field. Not sure who's the first one up. I know Bella's out there to catch him, whoever it is. But getting the bullpen going here. Fasking now has more of his full contingent of arms with Kronoski joining them yesterday. He is not faced with the problems that you have early in these summer collegiate seasons where many of the pitchers and players have not yet quite arrived from college or from high school, in Kronoski's case. So the meeting on the mound is over. Barrick took his time as he tries to get his bullpen going and get somebody up and going in a hurry. Still haven't seen who that is. They're getting the arm loose in another way. So back at it now. Two on, one out. Minute first and second. And Del Carlo, right-handed hitter at the plate. He lifts his leg but takes the pitch for a strike, 0-1. And that is exactly what I'm sure Barrett wants him to do. When he's getting that first strike, Kyle is getting outs. No ball, one strike count coming. He can't get on the same page with Horsley. Now he does have his sign. Aikens faking the runner back at second. Kyle steps off. Now they'll try it again. Here we go. No ball, one strike delivery. Big kick, so they're running. Horsley throws down to third and had no chance to get it. Double steal, and really it all came down to they were waiting for that big kick, and when Kyle went to it, they were just running on that. If he went slide step, they were not probably running. Now they have men on second and third. The pitch was a ball, so we've got a ball and a strike now. Now back to his windup with runners on second and third. At third is Tyler Stewart. At second is Bradley Smith. This one popped out of play, fouled. Count now 1-2. They've had their leadoff hitter on each inning. This is the first inning that it is that they've actually gotten to Kyle Schrodel as far as getting hits, and they took advantage of hanging curveballs. That one hung a little bit high, 2-2. I mean, it's a very good pitch, but if he's leaving it in the wrong place, as anybody would tell you, he'd tell you, it becomes predictable. You want to get people fishing on it. You don't want to leave it floating on top. 2-2. Oh, he chased that one. Change up. Throwing down to second from his knees, and he got him. What a great throw from Nick Horsley and a great tag from Miguel Marquez. And I don't use that word very often, but that was some kind of fun. Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. Wow, a terrific throw from Nick Horsley. So the Colt 45s dodge any more damage on the strikeout and pickoff play at second base. They score two on the basis of four hits in that inning and one man left on base. We go now to the bottom of third. We're all tied up. The Nuts and your Colt 45s. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Looking for a team-building exercise? Order Jersey Mike's delivery from Uber Eats. Then share. Collaboration by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, plates piled high with happiness. Black bear time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Wow, what a thrilling double play. And I, if you know me, and hopefully you hear over the future, that I don't use the word great very often, but it really was a great throw. You don't see college catchers throw runners out at second base, pick them off from their knees very often. And we're seeing Horsley really showing off his arm tonight. And I love it. Love seeing it. Homer's out in this crowd tonight, giving lots of high fives, having fun with the raffle. And fun at the ballpark. Nice crowd, but there's still some seats. 2-2 game. And Brendan Root going to lead things off. He doubled in a run back in the first. First pitch, over for a strike. Javier Martinez. Again, see how quickly he works this in. Winds and delivers. That one's lined down the third baseline, but foul. Roop just sees it well. He just really does see the ball well, makes good contact. Colt 45s got two in the first, and the Nuts got two in the top of the third, and that's where we are now, bottom of the third. Roop had to get a new bat. Bummer. Wood bats don't last as long as those artificial bats do, but boy, they sure are more fun. Ask the players, I'll tell you. That pitch bounced up there now, ball and two strikes. I'm actually posting on Facebook right now. If you wondered what was, I'm trying to multitask here, showing a picture of our view from the booth. This one high, 3-2. We're in the stands behind home plate, but on the third base side. So if you see that one, you can always let us know, hey, we heard you talking about it. Next one popped towards short. Mateo Martinez ambles over, and he'll make the catch for out number one, here in the third. Brendan Roop goes down on a little pop. That'll bring up Eric Carlson, right-handed batter. Last year, for the Colt 45s, Eric was one of the steadiest hitters and was not a home run hitter on that team. They had some other home run hitters. But Carlson hit .325, played 30 games last summer, had 7 doubles, and 20 RBI. That was a good summer. He's now in the middle of that lineup for this team. Takes this next pitch over, and it's called a strike. So he's quickly down in the count, 0-2. To Martinez. Martinez got the first two guys last inning, then got into trouble walking a couple before getting out of it. Off-speed swung on, took a big cut, fouled that one back. Eric's struck out back in the first, but the ball got away from the catcher, and he had to complete the put out at first. And that helped the cause, moving the runners over. Moving a runner over, rather. He then scored on Jacob Machuca's ground out. Off-speed misses inside. 2-2 the count. Martinez rocks. Pretty good leg kick and delivers. It's bounced third base side. Is it fair or foul? Foul ball. Not a particularly expressive home plate umpire there. But what Jimmy Richens didn't show us, the crowd always loves to make foul ball very clear out here. And they did. So we're back at it. One ball, two strike pitch. That one's bounced up there. 2-2. Kind of a light, breezy June cloud cover, so not the kind that's going to bring you rain. Maybe a little bit of a breeze, but a very comfortable night to be out at the ballpark. Off-speed swung on way out in front, foul to third base side. Coach Biz having to run that one down. But a beautiful night, of course, out in right field. You can see Lassen Peak. Still, of course, a bunch of snow there. See some of the other mountaintops from our viewpoint here at the top of the grandstands. He steps out now, gets some dirt. 2-2 the count on Eric Carlson, the right-handed batter. A beautiful night at the ballpark if you didn't catch on. Tomorrow night we'll do it again. Swung on, hit high, foul, out of play, left side. Giving it a look, but it's way out of play. Got under that one. Certainly was just a little bit off on it. Tomorrow night, 6:15, Sunday night first pitch. We'll be on the air just right around 6 o'clock. Be sure and join us. We're trying to bring you interviews with players and coaches in the pregame show leading up to the start of the game each night. Next one misses inside to Carlson. Count again, runs full. Monday, tomorrow they'll be taking on the Ringtails from here in Reading. 3-2 pitch, winds and delivers, misses inside, almost hits him, ball four. Colt 45s again, at least a runner in every inning. And that brings up Jacob Machuca, who's really waiting to get dialed in. He joined the club, immediately went into the lineup, and immediately went. You know, he's been up there, he's been aggressive. You can tell he might be pressing just a little bit, but boy, he's an impressive-looking left-handed hitter. He's coming off of an ankle injury. I believe it's his right ankle that he broke during the season collegiately. And so, traditionally a catcher, he attends Fort Scott College. You may remember us mentioning he's a teammate of Brendan Roop. Carlson at first base. Pretty good lead, not going. Machuca takes another one. That just misses outside, 1-1. First pitch was a strike. But he suffered a fracture, a broken ankle, I believe, and so really limited his playing time. Obviously didn't catch any more after that, and his coach really wants him to get comfortable in the outfield. That may be his next stop. So you know he's got a big arm, and he'll begin learning to play outfield and left, and he's got good speed. He's stolen a couple of bases while he's still looking to unload as a hitter. Missed with a ball. Two ball, one strike delivery now. Bounced it up there. Got away from the catcher. Heading down to second is Carlson. Again, bounced back to the catcher, but he had no chance to get him. That's going to be a wild pitch. They've had a few of them. Well, I should be accurate. They've had technically two wild pitches, but he's bounced it up there quite a bit. Jacobs hitting 222, 2-for-9 with a run scored coming into the game. Takes that one. Inside, ball four. So five pitches, four of them balls. And the Colt 45s, again, two base runners via walk with one down. And that's going to get their manager, Reese Borges, out to talk to his young right-hander, Javier Martinez. He has no action in the bullpen. They are a little shorter on their roster tonight. They had many more players last night. They had a few of them, some of them going through graduations this weekend. And so a couple of them were not able to play in the Saturday night game. And since most of their players are from Feather River College or Butte College or their incoming collegiate players, they're local, so they were able to go home, but that kind of leaves Borges with what he's got. He's got to get some innings and pitches. We'll check our live statistics online, which is something you can do at home. We appreciate you listening and watching. I know one of the Machuca family members had mentioned that they were listening to us and watching their statistics, which is really cool, on the website. You just go to the website. You click on statistics and then go down to the box score for that game and then click on the game live, and you can actually keep up pitch by pitch. So I do kind of cheat sometimes, I have to admit. If I can find the right game, it really helps. Here's a one ball, no strike pitch now to the right-handed batter, Colby Harrison, and it's bounced up there, and it's 2-0. Martinez is really kind of the wheels are falling off, and I just don't know that they have any alternatives. His body language is that he's pooped. Two ball, no strike pitch coming. 2 men in scoring position now with another wild pitch. Rocks and delivers. Oh, he swung at the 2-0 pitch, fouls it back, 2-1. It was a good one and a good cut. Martinez has thrown 62 pitches already, and it is not a ratio that he's wanting. He's thrown 31 balls and 31 strikes. That makes for a long night. 2-1, one strike pitch, breaking ball. Swung on, hit towards right field, pretty deep. It's curling and it hits the warning track, but rounding first base, Colby Harrison trips over the bag, loses his footing, and it was the longest single of his career. He may have been watching and really was going to turn it on. One run scores. Machuca holds up at third, as it was played pretty quickly out there and right, but it was one of those that just kept carrying and thought it might have enough to get out. 310 down the right field line, 320 left, and 406 to center here at Tiger Field. But that was the longest single that Colby Harrison's had in a while, because he knows it should have been a double. So he's at first. Carlson in, makes it 3-2. Colt 45s, they gave that run to the wrong team, the bad team. And I know they're going to get that fixed on the scoreboard quickly. We know that. 3-2, Colt 45s. Runners on first and third. Good speed, but I'm wondering if Colby's going anywhere due to the fact that he took a pretty bad tumble over there. He's smiling now. He knows he's okay, but first couple of pitches, and quickly Miguel Marquez in the hole, down 0-2. Strikeout's been a bugaboo. Slightly choked up. 0-2 pitch swings, hits it off the fist towards shallow center, the short second baseman going back, and it falls in between the second baseman and the right fielder, who then throws it to the shortstop and out on the forced play at second base is Harrison. Colby got caught in no man's land. He had to go halfway and then hope he could get to second. The outfielder fielded it perfectly on the bounce and threw it to the shortstop who was covering. Couple of weird, funky plays there, and Colby Harrison would just soon have that whole sequence to himself again. But the good news is another run scores. So an RBI bloop single for Miguel Marquez on an 0-2 pitch. Runner going here with Horsley at the plate. Throw down to second. No slide. It was a little closer than that, Miguel. You might want to slide next time, buddy. Wasn't a bad throw. It was late. He definitely stole it on the pitcher, but so Harrison, and again, Marquez doesn't actually get credit with a hit. It's a fielder's choice, unfortunately, for him. As he's the force play at second costs Miguel a hit. Somebody's got to buy somebody a burger and fries for that one. But, I mean, Colby just did the play the way you're supposed to do, halfway, and they executed it defensively well. But the Colt 45s with two on the board here, man on second. Stolen base for Marquez. Horsley at the plate. Pulling for Nick. He has worked very hard, but again with two strikes, swings and misses that strike three. So Horsley still struggling at the plate. Goes down on strikes for the second time tonight. Not before the Colt 45s score a pair. on the longest single you've seen, and a weird fielder's choice, but nevertheless, they count just the same. Redding's on top of Chico, 4-2 as we head to the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Colt 45's up 4-2 on Chico. And we go to the top of the fourth inning. Kyle Strodel still in there. And the right-hander helped out by his defense a little bit last inning. And in this inning, he's going to face the 7-8-9 hitters in the Chico Nuts lineup. Colt 45's tonight. Yep, it's June 8th. You believe that already? They welcome the Danny Day Allstate Insurance Agency over in their third base club VIP Pavilion tonight. Always a fun time, the VIP Pavilion. Make sure your organization or family, you can take part. You get ticket discounts and more, and it's specialty seating closer to the Colt 45's dugout than anybody gets to get during the game. So just give a call or check us out online or on Facebook for more information on that. Glad to have the Danny Day Allstate Agency out there tonight. First couple of pitches to the leadoff hitter, Ryan Bolf, a ball and a strike, now the count. Leadoff hitter's been on every inning against Schrodel. Off speed, swung on and missed, 1-2. Not sure pitch-wise how many they're going to go with, but he's thrown 54 pitches so far, and 21 of those have been balls. Here's a 1-2 pitch, slow roller towards second. Akins gobbles it up, throws it on to first, and he gets the leadoff hitter for the first time tonight, out number one. Action in the bullpen. And I'm not sure who's throwing out there. I saw Zach Billingsley, but I don't believe he's available tonight. He's wearing a sweatshirt. So I'm not exactly sure. Maybe Jacob Marquez, who we saw on a starting assignment out of the Bay Area. I believe he's throwing. He's putting back on his sweatshirt, so I'm not sure, but he's trying to stay cool. That one bounced up a ball and no strike to Andrew Long. He's the catcher. Popped to the shortstop back in the second inning. Right-handed batter, slightly open stance, holds the bat high. Big cut, big miss. 1-1 the count. Depending on where you are, and you heard the swing of the bat, swung on, and it was lined towards short, kind of one hop, side hopped. Miguel Marquez gets into left field and in fact scooted all the way to the wall. And it winds up being, let's see what they rule. I mean, Miguel kind of did a little Matador D on that. Sorry, Miguel. He kind of let it play him and tried to play it off to the side. Shortstop is not his normal position. And Roop taking the night off there. And he's not as comfortable there as he is at second base. Certainly he's a very good infielder. It's good for him to get the experience there this summer, no doubt. Talented player, but let's see what they ruled that one. This one gets away from Horsley, but the runner can't move on. What did they rule that? They did rule it an error. and it does make it a two-base error. Right-handed batter, bat on his shoulder, swings at the off-speed, fouls it back. A ball and a strike now the count. Kyle working more deliberately is, again, bullpen action. Let's see if it's still Marquez throwing. Schroeder, a somewhat exaggerated stretch where his front foot is a little more towards first as he gets the sign. Then he delivers. There's that knuckle curve over for a strike, I believe. Oh, nope, I guess it was a ball. No, again, not a demonstrative umpiring. Yeah, it is Marquez, the right-hander, throwing, so he should be ready when called on. 2-1 pitch. Fastball swung on line towards right field. Banna's got a look at it, but it goes up over his head. He reaches up and snags it, makes the catch. He was fooled for a moment, and the wind blowing out there, the runner tags and moves to third, but Andy was able to pull it in. That's one of those, whew, cross the brow, glad to see that he kept his eye on the ball, and that's out number two. Could have been disastrous. A line drive. It was hit hard, and again, that's the only field where the wind is really creating any issues, and it's out and right towards that. He was able to make the catch. So now runner at third with two down. Back working from the windup to the top of the order, Mateo Martinez. That one swung on, missed, and bounced away from Horsley. Nobody going anywhere because the runner's at third. Didn't get too far. I would imagine that if Martinez reaches, this might be his last batter. This may be Nick's last batter, unless you can get him through five so that he would be eligible for the win. Big wind. That's that knuckle curve. Boy, it doesn't miss by much. Better location. A little bit more of a fishing pitch where you're trying to get it off the plate. Look good at the start. See if you can get Martinez to go for it. He tripled his last time up and scored their first run. That one misses. Two balls and a strike now. Again, Schroeder's okay in the pitch count. He's at 65 pitches. You don't really want your starters in the summer league to go more than 80-ish. Misses high there. Count runs up to 3-1 now. But you also don't want the game to get away from it. You're with two outs. You're a pitch away from getting out of it, but you're a pitch away from being in deeper trouble. 3-1, big wind, and deliver, and that one's high, ball four. Martinez hustles down to first. Now men on the corners, and they'll bring up their number two hitter, Hunter Polk. Now, Polk's been seen both sides of it in this game. Struck out in the first and singled in a run in the third. That single was not a shot, but it did the job. So let's see. They've got speed over there at first base in Martinez, and he's definitely looking like he's heading. Takes a big lead, not going. They are respecting Horsley's arm, though. He's shown it well. He's asking for time. He's going to go out and talk to the pitcher as Eric Fasking is out to talk to his pitcher as well. Down a ball and no strikes in the count. Not exactly sure what he's telling him, but he's obviously not taking him out right now, it doesn't appear. He does have action ready in the bullpen. Jacob Marquez is ready. Ball, no strikes. Just trying to settle Schroeder down. So, Fasking looks back down to the bullpen to see if his pitchers are ready. He's getting on the umpire, teasing the base umpire. Why aren't you back out at out on the field now? He's ready to go. He was told to get off the field. Now we're ready to get back to action. Right-handed batter, Polk. That one's bounced up there, but Horsley again. A good job tonight. Nick is really showing his wares. His tools are strong behind the plate. Now he's in a tough count. Ball two, no strikes. They, again, have a bit of a thin lineup, they being the Chico Nuts. They have tried to play some little ball already. it hasn't necessarily worked, but I wouldn't be surprised on a 2-0 if maybe they do a little running and hitting, and that's what they're doing. Runner going, Horsley can't make the throw. He just took that one on Trotel, so they've got guys on second and third. It was called a strike, so 2-1 the count. Four runs, three hits, no errors for the Colt 45s. 2-5-1 for Chico. 2-1 delivery. Low. Three balls and a strike. Again, I'm not Nostradamus, but because clearly I thought we might have seen Kyle replaced after the last batter was walked, but if he loses this guy, it might be it. We'll see. 3-1. Swung on, bounce, foul, third base side, and so now he's got a full count and two outs. Barrick Fasking really wants to see him work out of this jam. He doesn't look tired. And young Kyle Schrodel, quick with the ball, working the stretch with men on second and third. Now going to deliver the full count pitch. That's the curve, and it misses high, ball four. So the bases are now full, and that's going to be all for Kyle Schrodel. Polk down to first, Martinez at second, and Long at third. No one has scored here in the fourth, but we are going to have a pitching change. A new pitcher is Jacob Marquez, and we'll tell you all about him when we come back. As applause for Kyle Schrodel, we'll take a break for this pitching change. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We're getting our second look at right-hander, the right-hander who joined this club from the Rosebuds of Santa Rosa, and Colt 45's glad to have him. Right-hander Jacob Marquez, 5'10", 160 pounds. He's out of Santa Rosa Junior College, went to Maria Carrillo High School, and they've got a pretty good pedigree there of ball players that have come out of there. But he started the game, went 4 2/3 innings. He got knocked around a bit, 10 hits and 6 earned runs, a couple of walks and 3 strikeouts. So he's 0-1 on the season, but showed good stuff. So we will learn a little bit more about Mr. Marquez during his pitching here. He comes in with his... Well, the plate's full. Bases are jammed, and at the plate, their three-hole hitter, center fielder Casey Buchanan. And Buchanan actually bunted the runners into scoring position back in the third with nobody out. So you can see they really were counting on runs being difficult to come by. He's going to be swinging away here. So he's 0-1 in this game. Left-handed batter against the right-hander, Marquez. From the stretch, he delivers just a bit low, a ball and no strikes. But again, throwing strikes is what every coach on planet Earth wants guys to come in and do. Marquez, slender right-hander, gets the sign again, kicks and delivers, popped up right side. Baena has a bead on it. He is under it, and there is out number three. So one pitch, one out. Thank you, Mr. Marquez. No runs, no hits. One error, and the bases left juiced. We go to the bottom of the fourth. And the Colt 45 is holding on to a 4-2 lead over Chico. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, welcome back to Colt 45's baseball. Running with a 4-2 lead over the visiting Chico Nuts. You're in the bottom of the fourth. 45's four runs, three hits, no errors, 2-5-1 for Chico. Javier Martinez remains on the hill. The final line on Kyle Schrodel. Unfortunate, he wasn't able to get out of that jam. He really didn't get hit hard. Just put guys on base, and that's not what you want. But Kyle went 3 2/3, gave up two earned runs, five hits, three walks, two strikeouts, a couple of wild pitches, and he did hit a batter. Leading off against Martinez is Jordan Akins here in the bottom of the fourth. Jordan in the 8-hole, playing second tonight, walked back in the second, was stranded there. Next one, misses, a ball and a strike. Now the clouds, a beautiful orange sky beneath the streak blue clouds in the early evening. Swung on, hit towards right center. Stays up, though, long enough for Buchanan to chase it down for out number one. If he'd just gotten it on the line, it was headed towards the gap, 370 out there, but he just got a bit underneath it. F8 in your scorebook, and Andy Bayana to the plate. Andy walked back in the second. He's been getting on base, as I mentioned, and that's what you want from him. Shows bunt for hit there and pulls back, takes it. Not, I don't think they say he offered at it. I believe it was a ball. One ball, no strike. Third baseman playing fairly deep. Both is a utility player. That's not his normal position. He's not as deep as Del Carlo was all night last night. Colt 45 just ate him up over there. He was playing out of position, in fairness to him. Both more of a utility guy. Two ball, no strike count. Big cut for Andy, and he missed it. 2-1. Rocking and delivering. That one had a wiggle on it. Vanna missed it. Just missed it. And the count now at 2-2. You may have heard that some locals drafted in the MLB draft, Chico area. In fact, a member of the Chico Nuts amateur organization, Samson Abernathy, was drafted. That one fouled back. He was picked up by, or rather drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates in the baseball draft in the 27th round. So not sure if he's going to, I'm guessing he's going to sign. Right-handed pitcher just finished his senior season at the Division I UOP, University of the Pacific. Next pitch to Bayena. Oh, that's strike three. So Andy goes down on strikes, and the first two guys go down tonight. In the fourth, they have not gone down 1-2-3 yet. Let's see if Tyler Thompson can keep that stretch going. Another guy locally, there may be more. We're trying to keep our eyes open. A former Butte College player, Connor Blair, also was drafted by the Braves in the 15th round. So a couple of guys from down in the Butte County area. Left-handed batter Thompson comes to the plate. Singled, stole, scored a run back in the first. Bounced it right side in the third. Swings and drives it deep towards left center field. It's off to the races as he bounces it off the wall right around 358 mark. He'll stand at second base. If he went the other way, if it had been pulled, he would probably have wound up with a triple. But boy, he hit that one on. That's the hardest hit ball tonight. And again, Colt 45s have had a base runner in every inning. And it'll bring up Brendan Root. Doubled and scored in the first. Popped to the shortstop in the third. Right-handed batter. And the right-handed pitcher, Martinez, checks the runner. Big curve. Took something off of that one. Swung on and missed. Brendan was thinking first pitch fastball. And Martinez didn't give him that. No ball, one strike count. Ripple waiting. Helicopter flying overhead. They get any bird's eye view. Bounces that one up there, but again, their catcher, Long, has done a good job back there. Keeps it in front of him so the runner can't advance. Roop has not had the strikeout problem that a few of the young players have had. You know, that's not uncommon in the first few weeks transitioning back to hardwood. Lines it right side, foul, just out of play though. It was just hooking towards the right field line, just kept on hooking. Ball and two strikes now on Root. But I was mentioning the beautiful sky right now. Just that one of those gorgeous streaky skies wherever you are in Redding. Perhaps you can see it, but if you're not in Redding, try to get you a picture of it later. Here comes the pitch, swung on, hit hard, but foul third base side. One and two, the count. Perfect night for baseball. That little breeze that we were worried about earlier is calmed down. Flags are just wispy out there, not particularly too flapped. A ball and two strikes. That one's bounced up again. Long keeps it in front of him. Both catchers have been kept busy down in the dirt tonight. Two ball, two strike delivery now. Root being patient at the plate. Second on the club and runs batted in, trailing only Chris Brew in that category. Here's the two ball, two strike pitch. From the stretch, checks the runner at second, nothing going, fastball, again fouled off right side, it's in the air, the right fielder giving chase in foul territory, but no, it'll fall harmlessly. Colt 45s would like Eric Carlson to get another whack at it too, no action in the bullpen. We mentioned to you that short on numbers tonight. And they're trying to get some innings out of their starter. Swung on, high bouncer towards second. Fielded by Del Carlo. High throw. Does he pull him off the back? Oh, they do get back down for the out. Bradley Smith was pulled off the bag briefly, but he comes back down and lands on the bag for out number three. He's going to hear a little bit out of it from the first base coach, Brett Miller, but a kind discussion with him there. Colt 45's threatened. But nothing doing here in the fourth. No runs a hit. One man left on base. We go to the top of the fifth. Redding still up on Chico. 4-2. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Maaco is back with another great deal giving your car that shiny new Maaco makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Maaco and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Maaco, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MaacoRedding.com. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Redding. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Brent Weber with you here. 4-2 Colt 45's on top as we go to the fifth inning. Looking at some major league scores for you. We'll try to get these to you. Dodgers beat the Giants 7-2 today. Big game for Corey Seager. Four runs batted in and four hits. Cubs beat the Cardinals 9-4. Mets on top of the Rockies 5-3. And the Brewers down the Pirates 5-3. Moustakas, a homer in that one. And the big crazy Guy Hader, boy, he's got some heat. He got the save for the Brew Crew. Orioles down the Astros 4-1. Valdez struck out 7 over 7 innings. Martin and Nunez homers in that one. Indians beat the Yankees 8-4. They beat the CC Sabathia. Sabathia probably his last start in Cleveland, his old club. Tigers down the Twins 9-3. Jones had a couple of homers in that one. Braves shut out the Marlins. Tehran got the win. Jackson the save. 1-0. Phillies top the Reds 4-1. And the Diamondbacks shut out the Blue Jays 6-0. Another shutout. White Sox blanked the Royals 2-0. Rangers pounded the A's 10-5 in game one of their twin bill. We'll get to the other scores here in a moment. Leading things off against the right-handed Marquez in relief of Schrodel is their cleanup hitter, Tyler Stewart. Singled up the middle. He's actually 2-for-2 tonight. Bounces one, third base side, charging, fielding, throwing. Harrison's low throw scooped out for the out by Eric Carlson. Nice job on a tough play at third by Colby, and a good job on the other end by Carlson to scoop it out. Looks like a 5-3 in the scorebook, and that brings up Bradley Smith. Smith singled up the middle back in the third. He's 1-for-2. Back to the scoreboard after this pitch from the right-hander Marquez. Swung on, fouled third base side. Rangers currently leading the A's 3-1. And that one's in the top of the eighth, a part of a day-night doubleheader there in Texas. Angels lead the Mariners 6-2. Otani hit a homer, and Trout hit a homer, and La Stella hit a homer. Nationals leading the Padres 4-0. That's in the sixth. And Dozier got his 1,000th career hit and a two-run homer. I think that just about, well, let's, nope, here we go. That another twin bill, day-night. Rays beat the Red Sox 9-2. Darno had a three-run homer. And the Red Sox beat the Rays 5-1. So they split that one at Fenway Park. So that should pretty much have you caught up to this point. We'll get you finals on those other games a little bit later on. Now back to the action. Bradley Smith still at the plate. Marquez still working. In his second inning, he threw one pitch, got one out last time, I believe, or one batter anyway. It's nice. That's a breaking ball inside, called for a strike in the corner. 2-2 the count. And he came in and got Buchanan very quickly. Now here's the 2-2 pitch to Bradley Smith. Choked up on the bat. Fastball fouled back. Yeah, he choked up a little bit. Marquez tried to slip the fastball by on it. He began the season, Marquez did, with Santa Rosa. Was not going to get a lot of opportunity to pitch there just because of their staff. And he's one of the younger guys. And they had an opportunity to get some more chances to take the ball out on the mound. And he's joining the Colt 45s, and they're glad to have him. This one swung on, popped up, foul, out of play. Fans just seem to get a kick out of the foul balls potentially crashing into their cars, unless it's their car. then it's not so funny. Tired of waiting, Bradley Smith steps out. Marquez working from the wind. Now he's got his side. Takes a nice kick, leans back and rears back. That one's fouled back out of play. Colt 45's got on the board in the first. They added two in the third after the Nuts got two runs in the top half of that inning, and that's where we stand. 4-2. Swung on, fouled back. Again, throwing strikes now to this hitter, but Smith being a tough out. Marquez, little guy, 5'10", 160. We mentioned Santa Rosa JC. Primarily pitched in relief for the Bear Cubs, but had a solid year as a freshman. 2-0, 1.52 ERA. That's a breaking ball. Excuse me, kind of halfway swing. Bounced to third. Fielded there by Harrison. The long throw, he got him for out number two. So well played by Colby over at third base. A little more on Jacob. 2-0 with the 1.52 ERA. 16 strikeouts in 23 and two-thirds innings of work. Santa Rosa JC went to the California Community College Athletic Association Super Regional at Los Medanos. Marquez put in his longest stint of the season in the final game, and they needed somebody to eat up the innings, and he went 5 2/3 in relief, gave up just one run to keep his team alive in a game that they eventually lost in 10 innings. He was not the losing pitcher, but, boy, he was a big-game pitcher for them in that particular case out of the bullpen. Went to Maria Carrillo High School in Santa Rosa and played, as we mentioned, started the summer with Santa Rosa Rosebuds, but has joined the Colt 45s and really has been very active signing autographs and a part of the fun that all of the team took part in today, the MLB Chevrolet Kids Camp today. Kids got a chance to get some baseball skills. Off speed, swung on, called, strike two. Ball and two strikes, the count now on DiCarlo. He was part of that strike him out, throw him out double play when Horsley actually picked the runner off second base from his knees after DiCarlo struck out his last time out. That one didn't miss by much. 2-2. Actually, the count now runs full, 3-2. Dick Marquez looks in, very consistent with his delivery. Fastball, blew it by him, swung on, missed, strike three. So he's put down all four men he has faced thus far, and the Colt 45s come up in the bottom of the fifth, holding on to that 4-2 lead. You're listening to Reading Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Brian Regan.
I think when you hear that term, though, boots on the ground, you assume that means soldiers in those boots. I say we drop a bunch of boots on them.
Friday, June 28th, live at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Plane load after plane load just keep shoving boots out. What is with all these boots on the ground?
Brian Regan.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys. I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown.
Friday, June 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. So what happens? You push this button, it shoots that 4 inches, throw it in the trash.
Buy your tickets now for Brian Regan. Visit ReadyCivic.com. And watch Nunchucks and Flamethrowers on Netflix.
And I hope you had a good time. I know I did. Good night.
Don't miss Brian Regan.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We go to the bottom half of inning number five. And 45's looking to expand their 4-2 lead. Javier Martinez, we mentioned that he's the man of the plan. They have nobody thrown in their bullpen. He's had not had a perfect inning tonight. But he has worked his way out of some trouble. Got to give him credit there. Colt Colt 45s have only left four on tonight, so it's not been a huge issue. But let's see what they can do. Leading things off is Derek Carlson. Carlson, he's holding the bat kind of on his back shoulder. Right-handed batter. That one's fouled off. No balls in the strike. Jacob Machuca gets a hand because he chased down that foul ball. 0-1 count. Off speed. Missed inside. 1-1. Martinez has thrown 89 pitches now. Actually, 90 pitches now. He's gotten his ratio a little better, 52 to 38. Boy, he took something off that one and made Carlson look bad on it. Swung and missed it. Ball and a strike to count. Nobody out. Top, bottom half of inning number four here at Tiger Field. Crowd enjoying themselves tonight. That was a curve ball. Just missed inside. 3-1 now. Let's correct that count and get to two balls and two strikes. Thank you, Blue. 2-2 delivery. Fastball, that one missed up and away. 3-2, he runs full. This has kind of been this kind of night for Javier Martinez. No action in either bullpen. Marquez has been perfect for the Colt 45s in relief tonight. That's what the doctor ordered. 3-2, off speed, misses inside, ball four. So, not a... Inning has gone by without a base runner for the Colt 45s. Carlson has pretty good speed over there. We'll see what he does with it. And the left-handed batting, Jacob Machuca to the plate. And Jacob, and I'll have to talk to him about it. He makes a sign in the dirt behind home plate. And I don't want to guess what it is, but very simple. I'm sure it's something to help center him. I'll ask him about it. We'll get that for you. In the next game, takes the first pitch, up and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Rick Bassetti, the general manager, former major leaguer, of course, he's always working the crowd out here. If you haven't been to a game, he is the most accessible person. He just loves the game. It's his family. He and his wife are out here at this ballpark, and he's done a great job, and it's really been a credit to his community here. It's home for a long time for Rick. Came back home after as a player in the big leagues. Ball and a strike to count now. The left-handed batting Machuca. Slightly open stance. Takes pitch just away, 2-1. Didn't get anything to work with his last time up. He walked and scored. Got an RBI on an infield ground out in the first. But let's see what they're going to do here. They're not looking. Carlson doesn't have a huge lead. 2-1. Bouncing ball, high chopper, first base side. Steps on the back for out number one. Tries to get it the hard way, but safe sliding into second base is Carlson. So it'll be a three unassisted. Bradley Smith gets Machuca. And Carlson at least has moved over into scoring position. Colby Harrison now comes to the plate. Colby had a very odd at-bat his last time. Hit a shot to right field, the opposite field. Thought was going to be way out of here. And he... Went flat out, going over first base, and was held to the longest, hardest hit single of his career. And then wound up being doubled up on a pop fly that was played very well out in the outfield into a force out. And actually cost a base hit for Miguel Marquez, but wasn't really Colby's fault in that particular case, just an odd at-bat. Takes the first pitch for a strike. Now 0-1 with a runner at second. That was bounced up there, but again, Long is able to keep the runner from advancing. It just looks like that the skipper of their club is going to have to, Borges is going to have to stay with Martinez as long as he can. Because you've got a kid that's going to be getting close to 100 pitches. He's at 99 right now. That one delivered just a little low through his 100th pitch in this game. Hitter's count here for the right-handed batter, Colby Harrison. Two balls and a strike. pitch, slide step, fastball, misses away. 3-1. That one didn't miss by much. But he's been struggling with the lower part of the strike zone, bouncing quite a few up there. So he's not had great command. I mean, we are only in the fifth inning, and again, he's already topped 100 pitches. Colby has a 3-1 count coming. Runner at second base. Right-handed batter waits. Swings and fouls it back. It was up around his shoulder. It was a little out of the strike zone, but he couldn't resist. Did get a piece of it. Now the count is full. A rare off night for Chris Brew tonight. So far, not sure if Chris is going to, if he's available. I don't believe there's any injuries related there, but it's gave him a night off.
Yeah.
Payoff pitch coming. Runner at second is Carlson. They're keeping him a little close. Martinez. The stretch, looks back. Has an eye on the runner, and here's the pitch. Takes it inside, but it's called. Strike three the second time tonight. Colby knows it was too good to watch. Oh, my, that one hurts him. Two down now for Miguel Marquez. Miguel, looks like you get that hit back. He had a bloop that, if the bases had been empty, would have been a bloop single between the infielder and outfielder. It was one of those, you take it, I got it, let's both watch it drop, but they were able to turn it into a force out at second base, so he's technically 0 for 2 tonight. First pitch over for a strike. On deck, Nick Horsley. Two down. No wind now. The flag is lying flat out in center field. That's a big breaking ball. It's called a strike. Boy, for whatever problems Martinez has had throwing strikes tonight, he has not had a problem throwing strikes to Miguel Marquez for some reason. He was 0-2 on Miguel last time when he got that bloop, and he struck him out his first time. So he hasn't seen many balls tonight. That's bounced up there. There's a ball. Catcher keeps it in front of him. A ball and two strikes. Well, not sure the last time Javier Martinez threw 100 pitches. But he's done it tonight. 1-2 count. Here it comes. Slide step again. That one misses away. 2-2. Cole 45 is looking to build on that 4-2 lead. They have had base runners in every inning, scored in the first and the third. 2-2 pitch to the little right-handed batter, Marquez. That one's low again, and it now runs full. So Martinez can't seem to do much easy tonight. Let's see if he can, Marquez can keep it going. Here's the payoff pitch. Big breaking ball, almost hits him. Ball four. So, second walk of this inning. Men on first and second with Carlson staying at second with two outs. Nick Horsley with a chance. And he's been looking to break out. And as I've mentioned, nobody's working harder than him. So now you'd like it now to be the time that he does it. He's worked extra cage, a lot of time talking baseball with hitting coaches. And, of course, that includes Bill Plummer, member of the Big Red Machine, who's one of the coaches on this club. Nick's part of a winning program in college at Benedictine. And they won 44 games this year. He was primarily a backup catcher there. But a lot of good players. And you know, we've seen that arm tonight. Man. Just waiting to see the bat break out. First pitch a ball. Let's see what he gets now. One ball, no strike pitch. Fastball took a big cut, a little behind on it. 1-1. Crowd, you can hear them. Not boisterous tonight, but they're enjoying winning baseball. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Being deliberate now. That's an off speed. Just missed inside. 2-1. Jordan Akins would bat next if Horsley can keep it going. At first base is Miguel Marquez. At second, Eric Carlson. That one, did he call that a strike? Inside corner? 2-2, he did. In high school, as a senior, Nick hit .349. So we know he is a hitter. Just waiting for him to break out here with the wood in the summer. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Choked up on the bat. Swings and misses the off-speed. Catcher tags him to make sure, and that is out number three. So Colt 45s again have runners on base and again leave them there. They've left six on now as we go to the top of the sixth. And Redding leads Chico 4-2. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever in their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Well, welcome back to the ballpark, boys. Some fun out at the ballpark between innings. An exhibition where an officer, the Reading Canine Department crew showing some of the work done by their dogs. They had an officer, quote-unquote, trying to steal second on the field, and Hank, the four-legged canine officer, caught him out there, showed how that when given the job to do, how quickly they can do it, and man, it was pretty impressive. I sure wouldn't try to steal second around Hank or any of those guys. All right, so Javier Martinez still in the game as the starter. The second pitcher for the Colt 45s, Marquez, has been strong. He put down everybody's face so far, four up, four down, and we go to the sixth. A decent starting performance for Kyle Schrodel in terms of results. He gave up just the two runs, but left with the bases loaded, and that was the key story. Marquez was able to come in and do what he did in college at Santa Rosa JC and what he's certainly wanting to do for this club. And it looks like it'll be Jacob's job for a little while longer. Some more things you may want to put on your schedule coming up. We mentioned the MLB night on June 14th. Get $1 off your ticket if you wear MLB stuff. The next night, the June 15th, is KIXE night. And you'll see some very familiar PBS characters that will be here at Historic Tiger Field. So June 15th, a good night to bring the kids out. June 20th, Country Western Night. We're going to have some of the... We're going to have a world champion, I'm telling you right now, rodeo person, and some other stars and some Country Western stars. It's going to be a fun night. Put that one on your calendar. Of course, July 4th, Coca-Cola Night, celebrating Independence Day. That'll be an early start so we can be sure the fireworks will go off as planned after the game. So here, leading things off and taking the first pitch from Marquez... For a ball is Ryan Bolf. He's their third baseman, 0-2. Bounced to third his first time up, then bounced to second in the fourth. That one's over on the inside corner, called for a strike, 1-1. Marquez showing a nice fastball. They don't use a gun here in the summer collegiate ball, but you can get a pretty good feel, and he's really shown he's very comfortable out there. Good stuff. 1-1. There's another called strike, 1-2. Now some rumblings out in the bullpen for the Nuts. 1-2 delivery. Working on the wind is Marquez. Fastball, boy, he zipped it by him. Strike three. Two strikeouts now for Marquez. He's put down five in a row. Then it brings up Andrew Long, their catcher. Long 0 for 2. Actually made it all the way to second on an error, a ball that kind of scooted past Miggy out at shortstop and just went all the way to the wall, and he wound up getting two bases on that one. Big cut and a miss. Loosening up out in the bullpen for the Nuts. Big right-hander whose name is not on the roster, apparently, but we're working on that. That big swing and a miss. 0-2 now the count. Let's see if I can find him. We have so many nice rosters. But the players who are available in the game have to be on the pregame lineup card itself. So we will look at that in a minute when that pitcher comes in. Swung on, missed. He struck him out. Old school there, just said, here's coming a high fastball. Can you lay off it? Nobody can. He did, and he swung and missed. And that's his third straight strikeout for Jacob Marquez.
Now batting, number nine,
Charlie Constantino now at the plate. First pitch over for a called strike. So Marquez doing what you want him to do. He's throwing strikes, getting out in front, and sticking with his, certainly showing his best pitch, that fastball, has been effective. 0-1, that one's on the inside corner. Called strike two. Hitting the mitt. Umpires love that too. Coaches aren't the only ones who like that, coaches and managers. Here's the 0-2 delivery coming from Marquez, who's working out of the wind. Rocks and fires. Foul back. Crowd enjoying it. Starting to get a little bit of feel good out of this from the little right-hander. Let's see what's next. Still an 0-2 count. Still nobody on. Still two outs. Marquez taking his time, can't get together with Nick Horsley, now has his signal, and he delivers. Oh, and he hit him on the left arm, I believe his forearm. The batter has Constantino has an elbow guard, but he missed the elbow guard. So he's just trying to come in, back him off the plate a little bit, and that certainly does happen sometimes. But that one hurts because he's got a pretty good fastball. So that's the first base runner off of Jacob Marquez, brings him to the top of the order. And Mateo Martinez at the plate. He's been on base each time up. Walked twice, scored a run. He tripled in the third. Yeah, you can tell I'm scrambling, looking for that initial lineup card. But that's all right. Yeah, I got it right here. Swung on. Line towards right center field. Oh, it's getting down. It could be extra bases. Baena comes over to cut it off and does a great job getting his throw in to the cutoff man. The runner holds at third. Well tracked down by Andy Baena out in right center field. That saved a run. So Constantino has to hold up at third base. It's a long single for Martinez, and with two outs, Hunter Polk to the plate. That's the first hit off of Marquez. And really the first hard hit ball. He'd struck out three in a row, and the first two guys bounced third. Yes, it's the one guy who's not on their roster that's warming up out in the bullpen. It looks like it's Gazzo. Swung on, hit high, but playable. Out in left field. Oh, and it's dropped by left fielder Machuca. It'll be an error. One run will score. but the other runner has to hold at third. Jacobs new in that outfield, and he's not familiar with those lights, making excuses for him. I know he'd tell you he should have caught it. So that's a tough one. Could have been worse. An error on the right fielder, left fielder, excuse me, Jacob Machuca at second base. Now Hunter Polk, who was at the plate. Constantino scored, and Martinez is at third. They have been at second and third now. The left-handed batter, Casey Buchanan, comes to the plate. So Marquez deserved a different fate in this inning. Let's see if he can get out of it with the lead intact. It's a 4-3 game now. First pitch to the left-handed batter, just misses outside. A ball and no strikes. That pitch misses. Now it's 2-0. Hitter's pitch and a big batter here for Marquez. He's working from the line with runners on second and third. Big rock and fire, fastball, foul back. Two balls and a strike now the count. So Jacob Marquez trying to show us what he can do dealing with adversity. For the first time in this since coming into this game, he entered the game in the fourth, got out of a huge jam, about as tough as they could be, and then put down five in a row until he hit a batter with two outs here in the sixth. No action in the bullpen and no reason for it the way Marquez has been pitching and throwing strikes. He's had one hard hit ball off of him was the single by Martinez to right center. And then the error puts him in this position. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Choking up on the bat. You can see hitters are respecting that fastball after seeing Marquez. And this one's foul on third base side. A little late on that. So now to 2-2 in the count. Ratio more like you want from a pitcher that comes in, especially out of the bullpen, 25 strikes to 11 balls. For Marquez since entering the game in relief of Kyle Schrodel, who will not figure in the decision in this game either way. As a starting pitcher, you have to go five innings. Kyle did not. If they were to be able to hold on without giving up the lead, you would imagine that Marquez would be that guy. But we are a long way from anybody claiming a W in this one. Marquez had a little chat with Nick Horsley. Now they're back at it. Stepping back in the box, the left-handed batter is Casey Buchanan. 2-2 the count on Buchanan. This is a pitch that is taking eternity. Buchanan stays in the box. Now finally Marquez delivers. That's an off-speed. Just misses away. That was one of those Horsley was sitting a little bit more inside and had to kind of reach for it. And if you hit the mitt, maybe you get the pitch, but you had to reach a little bit much. It was just a little bit outside. And the batter wasn't biting. That's the critical part. 3-2. First base is open, but you do not want to face Tyler Stewart with the bases jammed. He misses low on that one. Not by much. Not by much, but it's ball four. So for the second time tonight, that's his first walk, although he did hit a batter. The second time tonight, Marquez pitching with the bases loaded. The difference, these are his runners, although the inning should be over but because of an error. But they are his runners, and he is facing Tyler Stewart, their cleanup hitter, who with one swing of his bat could change everyone's night. Fastball swung on, hit high towards right field. It's bending away from Baena, who reaches near the fair line, and it is a fair ball, extra bases down the right field line and heading towards third with a bases clearing triple. Boy, Andy chased it all the way into the corner right in front of the 310 mark. I'm not sure if he got his glove on it or not, but just couldn't come up with it, and By the time all the dust is cleared, it is a three-run triple. All those runs, sadly, unearned. And the Nuts have their first lead of this two-game series, 6-4. Just tough luck there. And that'll bring up the right-handed batting, Bradley Smith, who bounced to third his last time up. He's the eighth hitter this inning against Marquez, who was just smoking along. He retired the first six he faced. No balls and a strike to count. Takes that one. That's strike two. Marquez showing great stuff. In the middle, they've hit a couple of balls pretty hard, though. That one was just a good piece of hitting by Stewart, I think, to go the other way. And, boy, it was just inches out there on the foul line. Fastball misses inside and low. 1-2 the count. One ball, two strike delivery, working from the wind with the runner at third, Tyler Stewart. He winds and delivers, off speed, swung on and missed. He struck him out, so no more damage done. Four runs do score, and all four runs are unearned. They did have a pair of hits, and they left one man on base. One critical error helps get those runs across. We're heading to the bottom half of inning number six. Colt 45's needing to play some catch up now, trailing the Nuts 6-4. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Middle six, they're doing the YMCA dance, trying to get Homer, the mascot, out there to get the fans all fired up and excited because they got to play some catch-up baseball now. Colt 45's trailing 6-4, a tough spot in the top of the fourth. And see what they can do, if they can get it started off here with the bottom of the lineup. Jordan Akins, followed by Andy Baena, and then the top of the order. Not many fans have left on this beautiful Saturday night. There would be no reason to unless you had to get up early or go to work. They got some baseball left now to see. Marquez is just cruising along. That's the way this game is, though. So they've got a new pitcher in the contest. And as I mentioned to you, very difficult to see what his name was, but his name is Gaga. We're about to get his first name. He's a left-hander. Gago, excuse me. And we'll find out if Gago is a painter. Just kidding. Misses with his first couple of pitches. Two balls and no strikes to count. I'm sure that wasn't funny at all, but, you know. Their roster, they mentioned, we mentioned their manager had told us, is pretty fluid in that he had far fewer players than before. So Gago with the 2-0 delivery. Good fastball from the big left-hander, and that one swung on and missed, 2-1. So he's definitely showing us some good stuff. You know, and I think maybe I'll just do what all the real broadcasters do. my peers out there in the world. I think I'll Google Gago baseball and see what comes up. We can all do this together. I believe it's spelled Gago, G-A-G-O. And I found him. He goes to Quinton. He goes to Butte College, and he's Quinton Gago. And there he is. And drawing the walk off of Quinton Gago to get things started, Jordan Akins. So, we figure things out eventually. Mandy Banda now at the plate with a runner at first. Good speed, good lead. Let's see what he's going to do. He's got a lefty. Have not seen Quinton Gago's throw. He's not throwing over there. He uses a slide step. Baena takes the first pitch. It's a ball. Gago, 14 appearances. We'll get to his numbers in a moment. Baena. Colt 45s, again, have had at least one base runner every inning tonight. That one's bounced up there. And the yeoman's job by Long. He did a great job keeping it in front of him, keeping the runner at first. And he's going to call time and have a little chat with his pitcher, Mr. Gago. Quinton Gago. Sophomore, actually. Pitched in six games for Butte College this year. 6 2/3 innings, 9 hits, 5 earned runs, 6 strikeouts, and a 6.75 ERA. So we know that now about the sophomore, Quinton Gago. Big left-hander, good size guy. Slide step, fastball, inside corner. That's called a strike, 2-1. It wasn't the pitch Andy wanted anyway. He's not happy with it. The crowd's not happy with it, but wasn't a bad pitch. Gago, really more of a position player for Butte this year. Now he's on the hill. That's a slider up high, called strike two. So, after falling behind 2-0, walking the first guy and falling behind 2-0 to Baena. Gago gets back to 2-2 against Andy. Here's the delivery. Swung on, hit high to center field. It's playable. Buchanan to his left and right center makes the catch for out number one. Gave it a little juice, but it was hit kind of at him and had a little bit of air under it. So out number one here in the sixth. Top of the order, though, is Tyler Thompson, the left-handed batter. It'll be lefty on lefty. Tyler doubled back in the fourth. And the left-handed batter stands in there. 1-for-2 tonight. Oh, he really pulled the string on that one. It was fooled badly on the off-speed. Here comes the 0-1 delivery. Runner on first again. Pretty good lead for Akins over there. They've not thrown over to first base. So not sure if he's got much of a pickoff throw or not. This one swung on, hit sharply towards right field. Did he make the catch? No, it landed. It is a single. It was trapped out in right field by Constantino. Boy, when that came off of his bat, I thought that's going to get by the right fielder. So good job by Constantino to trap it and limit Thompson to a single. The umpire out in the field was quick to say safe, that it was a hit, so we were able to immediately know it wasn't a catch. Now 2 on, 1 out, and Brendan Roop comes to the plate. Roop takes a big cut. He started him with an off-speed as well. Roop grounded to second to end the fourth. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Colt 45s, again, they're at least shaking it up tonight. Just haven't been able to quite pour it out, though, yet. Just another one taken away. That's a ball and a strike now on Roop. Oh, yeah. So Quentin Gago. Left-hander. Big left-hander. Checks a runner at second. And that's a slider. Misses it low. 1-2. Droop doesn't get cheated early in the count. Then has shown a good ability. He's out of Fort Scott College in Kansas. He's shown a really good ability to then make contact when he's in trouble. That one's low in the dirt. Ball two. 2-2. Some rumblings out in the Colt 45's bullpen. It could be defensive replacement changes coming. We don't know. Or it could be some pitchers getting loose. We'll find out. 2-2 the count. Colt 45's in a game, but the go-ahead run at the plate. Let's see if they can. Oh, called strike three. Boy, that one was outside, on the outside corner, excuse me, and low in the zone, but called strike three. And a tough third strike for Brendan, who does not go down in that fashion very often. It'll bring up Eric Carlson now, and they need the old man to step up for him. Carlson, 0 for 1, but he's walked twice. He's been in the thick of things, that's for sure. Right-handed hitter. On his back foot. Now waits, pitch low. In the dirt again, ball no strikes. At second base is Jordan Akins. He walked. One out later, Tyler Thompson singled sharply to right field. And Brendan Roop watched a called third strike. And that is where we stand with two outs and two on. Colt 45 threatening. Carlson holding the stick. Takes that one inside corner. Called for a strike. 1-2. 1-1, excuse me. Quentin Gago, the second pitcher. Martinez went a long way tonight. Threw over 100 pitches. Ball and a strike to count. Off speed, swung on, hit high towards center field. Charging in Buchanan, and he'll make the catch in the last moment for out number three. So, nothing doing in the sixth. Colt 45s will have three more cracks at it. They leave a couple of men on base. They have now left eight on base tonight. We head to the top of the seventh. And it's the Chico Nuts. Six, Colt 45s four. You're listening to Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115. Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Here in the top of the seventh, 6 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Chico Nuts. 4 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Colt 45s, who've had runners, base runners in every inning, but have only been able to score in the first and the third. A big 4-run 6th right now looming large over the Colt 45s and Jacob Marquez, who continues his work. The 4 runs all unearned. He has 4 strikeouts in his 2 1/3 innings of relief of Kyle Schrodel. Some rumblings out in the bullpen, but nobody throwing yet. So I'm not sure that Marquez is going to go the distance here unless he gets back to that 1-2-3 stuff that he showed us in the beginning. The final line on Chico starter, Martinez, 5 innings, 4 hits. 4 runs, 3 of them were earned, 7 walks, 8 strikeouts, and he had 25, he faced 25 batters. And I believe he finished with 115 pitches. That may not be accurate. So I'm going to leave it at that. I didn't keep the pitch count, and I'm maybe reading it wrong. But regardless, he threw more pitches than he probably wanted to, but he certainly needed to throw them tonight with their thin pitching staff. All right, it brings up the bottom half of the order. Bradley Del Carlo leading it off. Second baseman takes the first pitch over for a called strike. I'd like to go back and check the first pitch strikes. And that is something that bodes well. That was different, might have been the four-seamer, but he really let it fly, and it was high, ball and a strike. Ryan Bolf on deck, and Andrew Long hits third this inning. 1-1 delivery. That one's inside corner, called strike two. Boy, he's been hitting that spot. Nice. And, you know, I'll be honest, most young hitters don't like a hard fastball inside. Right-handers, right on right. That's the difference between getting to the next level, of course. Fastball high, swung on and missed. He got him. He's been getting him to chase that when out in front. And so Del Carlo goes down on strikes. That is five strikeouts in the game for the right-hander Marquez. He struck out the side technically in the sixth. And now strikes out the leadoff hitter in the seventh. And Ryan Bolf at the plate. Hits a worm burner toward short. Marquez to his left. Throws it on to first for out number two. So Miguel played that well. Just a slow, steady roller out there. And two up, two down. Certainly did the same thing last inning. Got all three guys he faced in the fifth. Began getting into trouble when he hit a batter in the sixth inning. So Marquez has been very, very good in this outing so far. Andrew Long, the catcher, right-handed batter, 0 for 3 tonight. Struck out against Marquez back in the sixth. Here's his first pitch. That was a slider, missed it. Ball and no strikes. I'm just most tickled with myself finding Quentin Gago on the internet and being able to tell you about the Petaluma-born pitcher, or that's his hometown, for the visitors, the Chico Nuts. Boy, he dropped down, was trying to throw some type of curve there, and lost his arm slot and everything, and missed about 2 feet high. So Marquez kind of maybe trying to, second time around, show some different pitches. But he finds himself 2-0 on the count with two outs. No sense in messing around. That's the fastball. It's up, 3-0. I mentioned there have been no 1-2-3 innings when the Colt 45s are about. There really has been only one 1-2-3 inning in the game, and that was in the fifth, Marquez's first full inning. Fastball, that one's... That's a called strike. The runner was heading down to first, but I think everybody in the ballpark knew that one was a strike. He wishes it was a ball. Wishing does not build your on-base percentage. That I have heard from no one, but I just think that it's a statement of fact. 3-1 delivery. That one's a little bit low. And heading down to first with a walk is Andrew Long. So more two-out trouble brewing against Marquez. That is his second walk. Now he's working from the stretch. Constantino made a couple of nice plays out in right field. Much like Carlson for the Colt 45s, rests the bat on his shoulder as he awaits the delivery, which is low for a ball, 1-0. Constantino is a right-handed batter. You don't want to see the top of their order coming up because that's where the damage has been done tonight. Ball, no strike count. He and Horsley getting on the same page here. Not much of a lead at first. He's the catcher and probably not thinking about running anyway. That didn't miss by much inside, 2-0. Colt 45s need to keep it right here with two outs. That one's a called strike, 2-1. Two-one delivery, two outs. He throws, just misses inside, though. Horsley's mitt was pretty much on that spot. Now 3-1. There is action in the bullpen. Marquez might be getting a little tired. He's getting up there in pitch count in relief, but not sure how quickly it's happening. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and it missed inside, ball four. So back-to-back walks with two outs. Let's see if Barrick Fasking is going to come out and talk things over with the sophomore.
Number five.
And I'll check the bullpen as we go to the top of their order. You didn't want to see Mateo Martinez. We've got a couple of guys that are out in the bullpen. Let's see who's throwing. I would be surprised if it were Nick Schrodel. He pitched just a couple of days ago. But the left-hander is out there getting loose. So his pitch count must have, this must be a day he was going to throw anyway. We know that not Velarde's not available. Billy Plummer's not with the club. He's on a family weekend this weekend and had previous baseball activities planned there. Marquez in the game. Colby Harrison is in the game over at third. We know Kronoski pitched last night. He's not available. I believe Billingsley is not available. Akins is playing in the field. Could still pitch, but we might be looking at the bookend Schrodels tonight in pitching. Okay, so the visit to the mound is over. And the right-hander now goes back to work. He's got two outs here, can get out of the jam, and all is well. Top of the order is Mateo Martinez. Been on base every time up. He's 2-for-2 with two walks, triple, and a single. Fastball bounced, third base. Harrison fields it, steps on the bag, and just like that, he's out of trouble. Five, unassisted on the force out with two on, and the threat goes quietly into the night. No runs, no hits, a couple of walks, leave two on base. We now head to the bottom of the seventh. Enjoy the seventh inning stretch, whatever you're doing at home. And we'll be back with more baseball. It's 6-4 Reading Trails. This is KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes.
but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hope you enjoyed your seventh inning stretch. We certainly did here. It is 6-4. The Chico Nuts on top of the Reading Colt 45s, who have certainly been threatening to score more runs all night. A couple of updates on baseball. And bottom of the seventh, Angels lead the Mariners 10-3. Nationals look like they're going to beat the Padres. 4-0 lead. That's going to the bottom of the ninth, so the Padres do have a runner on base. And I believe that has you all caught up. The Rangers did win game two of the doubleheader with the A's 10-5 and 3-1 the other game. So that should have you up to date. So just as I'm looking down to bring you the just as I'm looking down to bring you that, the leadoff hitter, Jacob Machuca, is hit by pitch. So just like that, Mr. Quentin Gago, and as my producer told us, hopefully none of you adults are playing drinking games by the number of times I say his name. I'm just tickled to know it. Just having some fun. Gago's pitch here to the number three hitter in the lineup, number four hitter, excuse me, in the lineup. Let's get this all right. The number five hitter in the lineup, Colby Harrison, fouled back to the screen. But we mentioned last night, the hit-by-pitch thing is really, really interesting with this club. They have had, as the breaking ball is taken over for a called strike, on this season, that is the 29th time a Colt 45's batter has been hit by a pitch. We're talking 11 games, folks. We're talking 11 games. I mean, you could go a whole season and not have that many of them. No ball, two-strike count on Colby Harrison. Not much of a lead at first for Machuca. Another breaking ball. Bounces it up there. Gets past the catcher. And Machuca will head down to second base on the wild pitch. That catcher, Andrew Long, he has been like a hockey goalie back there tonight. And he stopped most of them. But you can't stop them all. So now a runner in scoring position. No breezes, no wind blowing out. You're not going to get any help in that manner. But Colby Harrison with a man in scoring position. And the Colt 45's needing to do something. This one again bounces up. And the catcher knocks it away, but is quickly able to pounce on it and keep the runner from advancing. But it's 2-2 the count now. Again, the Colt 45's have had base runners in every inning. But they have, at last count, left 8 on base. The left-hander working from the stretch, runner on second. They're playing pretty deep on the batter. Harris takes that one low, and the count runs full. No action in the Nuts bullpen. You may notice a little slight pause every time I say the name of the mascot as I get used to it, the Nuts. You just don't want to have a improper placement of words and come up with a boo-boo there, but so far, I think we're doing okay. That one's bounced up there, ball four. So, again, you take the base runners where you got them, however you get them. Runners on first and second now for Miguel Marquez. With nobody out, this might be a chance where Biz over the third base coach's box might call for a bunt. Barrett Fasking gets in his ear a little bit. Miguel is hitless on the night, 0-2, but kind of had a little blue pit taken away from him by a fielder's choice. And he walked. He's showing bunt here, pulls back, and it's called a strike. Wasn't the pitch you would want to bunt anyway. It was a little inside, on the inside corner. So good location for Gago if he's looking to get out or looking to create issues for the bunter. 0-1 count. Let's see if it's still on. He's showing bunt again and pulls back on this one, and again called strike. So now it's 0-2. I'm guessing the bunt is off. Miguel's bunting style is to not square up, but to more show bunt like you're bunting for a hit. That's just his bunting style. He's pretty close to the plate. Now I'm guessing he'll swing away. 0-2 count. Swings and fouls it. Bounces right out in front. Pitcher pounces on it. Throws to first and gets in. The runners are able to move up. So, hey, it's not a bunt, but the same result. You'll take it. You got 2 men in scoring position now. On the 1-3, and Nick Horsley due to come to the plate. And we're going to have a pinch hitter. And Brett Bellow is going to come to the plate. Nick struggled. He's played great defensively. And I mean, I've used that word 3 times tonight when I'm thinking about how well he has done behind the plate. But he's struggling offensively. Struck out 3 times. So we're going to have pinch hitter here. And it's Bellow. And Bellow will stay in the game to catch. Who's batting in the 7th? And it's a key at bat here for this ball club. Brett batting 333 since joining the club. He's played in now. This will be his 5th game. Off speed, took a big cut. Missed it. 0-1. But he's scored 7 times. 4 hits and 12 at-bats, including a double, 1 run batted in. And he's been on base, too. Walked 5 times. First base is open. And Jordan Akins is your next batter, due up. And you don't have a bunch of pinch hitters available. Next one's a ball, 1-1. Colt 45 is trying to make something happen. And Gago's on his own here. Nobody loosening in the pen. It's his job to probably finish this deal. Off speed, swung on, missed. He's throwing about 3 out of 4 breaking balls right now. And it's suiting him well when he gets it over the plate. One ball, 2 strikes now on the pinch hitter, Brett Bella, out of Sac City College, sophomore. Here comes the pitch. Bounces that one up there, but it doesn't get away. Long keeps it out in front. 2-ball, 2-strike count now. Runners still in scoring position. Third base is Machuca. He was hit with a pitch. 2nd is Colby Harrison, Bellow's teammate at Sac City. What a great year they had down there. That looked like a slider. Missed it low. He's definitely using the off speeds, the 2 he throws. He looks like a curve and a slider, and he's definitely using them to set up the fastball, not the opposite. The one he has not been getting over, it's the big curve he's been getting over more. He, being Quentin Gago, who relieved Javier Martinez in the 6th. We are in the bottom of the 7th. That's a fastball, and he misses inside, ball 4. So the bases are now juiced for Jordan Akins. One of his biggest chances at the plate since joining the Colt 45s. Akins out of Shasta College, of course, freshman. Right-handed batter takes the first pitch. That one's a fastball over for a strike, and it gets some boo birds going there. It appeared to be a little inside. Jordan went to Foothill. Of course, locally. Played in 13 games this year for Shasta. He's been a valuable member so far. That one bounced up, gets away from the catcher, The play's going to be at the plate. Machuca under the tag. Yes, he's safe. Machuca barreling in. And he went a foot first slide to score and cut it to one, 6-5. As I said, that catcher, Andrew Long, has had one tough night back there. So the runners now on second and third. There's no force play available. Still just one out. Akins takes that one inside and low. It might have actually been behind him. It was definitely sent the catcher scrambling. Jordan tonight has walked, flew out to center field, and walked again. So he's just 0 for 1. You can keep that 500 average going if you could get a base hit here. Takes the next one for a ball, 3-1. And now it looks like the pitcher may have some kind of blister or something. So we're going to see what's happening. He's either got a blister. It's actually not his throwing hand. Something's going on with his glove hand. He's holding it out. The umpiring crew is out there. I'm going to try to get the binoculars and see if I can get any kind of feel for it. Oh, he's definitely got a bloody right hand. Something's happened. He either jammed it, and so we're going to take a little break while they tend to the injured player. We'll tell you what we know when we come back. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, that's going to be all for Gago because apparently he suffered some type of injury on his glove hand, and it was bleeding pretty badly. And the Colt 45's team trainer, Dr. Sam Carino, of Shasta Spine Specialist, was out there checking it out, and an awful lot of blood on that hand. I don't know how that happened, but either way, they've made a pitching change, and Ryan Dufort, who pitched last night, is in the game. He's a left-hander, stocky lefty. Last night against the Colt 45s, he went two innings, gave up three hits, two earned runs, a walk, and four strikeouts. He's a has a beard. Like I said, stocky, left-hander, Ryan Dufort. 5'11", 200 pounds. He's a 21-year-old out of Butte College. And he's getting, since it's an injury, it's traditional, you get as many pitches as you need. See if we can learn a little bit more about this young man. Dufort. Boy, there, They're really bringing out the old hits out here in the ballpark tonight. Colt 45s cut it down to one, continuing to threaten here. This could be the big inning they really need. All right, here we go. Three ball. And the tough part of it as a pitcher is DeFort inherits a three ball, one strike count. So let's see what happens from here. He's a left-hander, working from the line with runners on second and third. The 3-1 pitch is high, ball four. So that'll close the book on Quentin Gagot as a pitcher. Let's see what. So DeFort now. We'll face Andy Baena. Baena, 0 for 2 tonight. Flew center field his last time up in the sixth. Bases are loaded. Lefty working from the stretch. Fastball missing inside, 1-0. Two pitches, two balls. So DeFort is the third pitcher. Bases loaded. Takes that one over for a strike. 1-1. I'll tell you what, Colt 45s are just one hit away from, you know, turning the tide here, but there are no guarantees in this deal. The infield is playing in. They're actually playing a little more shallow in outfield, in the outfield as well. Baena not seen as a long ball threat. Ball and a strike. He awaits the delivery. That one's low, but the catcher stops it in the dirt. Brings up a handful, fistful, and a glove full of dirt, but he had a baseball with it too. DeFort probably didn't think he was going to get called on tonight, but Martinez went a long way through five, through 110-plus pitches, and Gagot leaves with a hand injury in his glove hand. Fastball swung on, lined into right field, base hit. One run will score. Rounding third, chugging towards home, and he scores. And the Colt 45s, as Bello comes in to score, have taken the lead, 7-6 on the two-run single to right by Andy Baena. Big RBI single for Andy Baena, going with where it was pitched, and that's what they preach, and that's what he delivered. So that takes you to the top of the order. Tyler Thompson, who looks like he's getting dialed in tonight. He's 2 for 3. Walked and scored back in the first, stole a base to help set that up, and then he's doubled and singled since then. So it's the kind of comeback you love if you can hang on to it. We'll see. One ball, no strike pitch. Swung on, foul, back out of play. Might have chased a bad one there. 2-0 the count. Or 1-1 the count, excuse me. So for Andy, that was really good to see Baena get that clutch hit, because he's been consistently getting on base, but again, like a lot of these guys, just waiting to get it dialed in. And that big RBI, two-run hit, has really got to help him. Gives him 8 runs batted in on the year. That one's low, 2 balls and a strike. Tyler Thompson at the plate, has played a good center field as well for this club. Again, you're starting to get a feel for what the team's gonna look like. As most of the players are showing up, like I said, the only guy that has been a regular not playing tonight is Christopher Brew. Haven't seen Chris tonight. Fastball away. So assuming he's ready as a pinch hitter if needed. That one's outside, so it was a three ball, one strike count. Thompson awaiting. Dufort with runners on first and second. Deliberate from the stretch. He's got a big kick, swung on, popped up, third base side, foul territory. Might be playable, but it's not. So, new life for Tyler Thompson. Tyler was a two-time All-State selection in high school at Lone Peak High School in Utah. Highland, Utah. So you know why he went to play for the University of Utah, the Utes. Full count. Pitch with one out. Coming to Tyler Thompson. Looking to do some more damage. Fastball. Oh, he blew it by him. Strike three. Runner going to third. Did he get him? No. Just got the hand in ahead of a good throw by Andrew Long over at third base. It was one of those where the third baseman was racing the base runner there. Baena was not going. Akins saw something that told him he thought he could steal. So now you've got Baena at first. Akins at third. And Brendan Root, who really had an atypical at-bat last time up, took a called third strike. So you know he's focused right now. Eighth batter of the inning. But we did see that when Dufort wants to reach back for it, he's got the fastball because he certainly got that one past Thompson. First pitch to Roop, fouled back. 0-1 the count. Brendan has been quiet since that RBI double in the first. A ball, one strike count. Runners on the corners and two outs. Looking for more insurance, leading 7-6. Baena going. They thought they had him picked off. And did they call a balk? Indeed, they did. The balk will bring a run home. Baena will go to second. No steal needed, folks. The balk scores a run. And now the Colt 45s have the meat of their order up. No pitch called then because it was a balk. No ball, one strike count on Roop and a man in scoring position here with two outs. It's 8-6, a four-run frame just what the doctor ordered. Swung on, bounced up the middle. Second baseman backhands, lobs the throw over but does retire Brendan Roop. But not before eight batters produce four runs for the Colt 45s, and they do all that with just one hit. A big two-run single by Andy Baena does that damage, and we will go to the top of the eighth. Colt 45s now up 8-6 on the Nuts. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Shasta District Fair. Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day, free to kids 12 and under, and only $1 for everyone else.
And our carnival ride special.
Free Senior Day.
Gear Jam and Auto Racing.
Hypnotist.
Crazy Wacky Magicians.
Side-splitting comedy.
Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And all entertainment is free with paid fare admission.
Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction.
Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds.
Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Oh, we'll have a new pitcher. It'll be Nick Schrodel. Kyle started the game. His younger brother went 3 2/3. Jacob Marquez deserves a better fate and, in fact, would be the pitcher of record because they took the lead in the at-bat when he was still the pitcher in the game. So you would give Marquez the win if they can hold on. And Nick Schrodel has come on in relief now. Marquez went 3 1/3, two runs, four two hits, four unearned runs, three walks, and five strikeouts in those 3 2/3 innings. And so Nick Schrodel has struggled as a starter his last couple of times, and so he will get the call coming out of the pen. Let's see where we are with Nick on the year. This is his fourth appearance, his first out of the bullpen, but he's been able to get just 12 innings in, 16 hits and 15 runs, only 7 of them earned. His ERA 5.25, struck out 10 in those 12 innings, but has also walked 9. His record of 1-2, and a chance here, if he can finish the job, to perhaps earn a save. Let's see. The big left-hander swings, and the first pitch delivered is popped towards center field. Tyler is there to make the catch for out number one. That was Hunter Polk, who took a whack at the first pitch, so that's good news for Nick. As I said, Nick struggled to get out of the gate well and finds himself pitching out of the bullpen right now. And we'll see where it gets him because he's got the great stuff. Big lefty. We mentioned before, but he and his brother play together at Crown College. Nick actually started his college career at Sierra College out of UPREP. Has maybe 10 pounds on his brother, maybe an inch. His younger brother swung on this pitch towards left field. Casey Buchanan's fly ball. Again, the center fielder Thompson will amble over and make the catch. Out number two. Well, you got to like the way that's rolled. Just a couple of pitches. And that'll bring up their cleanup hitter, Tyler Stewart, who you just want him batting when nobody on. He's a dangerous one. He tripled home 3 in the 6th. Homered last night. Took a big cut at that first one. In fact, almost swung out of his shoes. Had to go across to the left-handed batter's box and find his way back home. Awaits the 0-1 pitch. That's on the inside corner, 0-2. Quickly, Nick out in front. I may have mentioned before that we have had just one 1-2-3 inning, and it was back in the 5th for either team. That one misses away, ball and 2 strikes. 1-2-strike pitch working exclusively from the stretch. Swings at the changeup, but did get a piece of it, fouls it back. Colt 45's put a big 4 on the board in the bottom of the 7th. And it is Nick Schrodel's job to keep it there. That one's just a little bit low. Bella, the new catcher, by the way, came in for Nick Horsley, who'd caught a terrific game to that point. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, popped up right side, foul, but might be playable. Carlson wandering over and just does make the catch up against the fence next to the visiting dugout. 1-2-3. Nick Schrodel does the job here in the top of the 8th. Colt 45 is looking for some insurance in the bottom half. It's an 8-6 lead. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, letting you know we're having another big fundraiser and yard sale Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 7th, 8th, and 9th, in our effort to continue the building project for the new museum at 4659 Ronda Road. Come by starting at 9 a.m. at 4659 Ronda Road in Anderson and help yourself to some great items at great prices. We're moving out everything, so prices will be incredibly low. Come help us honor our veterans and our community Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. We'll see you there, and thank you for your support.
Reading Dance Center presents the full ballet production of Firebird, as well as a featured medley of jazz, tap, and modern pieces titled Let It Move You on Saturday, June 8th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Watch good prevail against evil in this powerful Russian classic. Come for an exciting evening filled with beautiful music, talented dancers, and a wonderful storyline enhanced by professional costumes and sets. The matinee is at 1 and the evening performance is at 7. Tickets can be purchased at ReadingCivic.com. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Right now, Colt 45 is holding on to that 8-6 lead. And their bullpen has done the job tonight. Even though Marquez got hit with those runs, you can't blame him. He pitched really well, showed great stuff. And then Nick Schrodel came in, put him down 1-2-3. So we go down to the bottom of the eighth, looking for insurance. The Colt 45 sent Eric Carlson to the plate to lead things off. Way out in front on that one. The left-hander DeFort pitching for the second night in a row. He's their third pitcher if you just joined us and you're just getting caught up. Javier Martinez threw more than 110 pitches. Quentin Gago came in and left the game with some type of injury on what appeared to be his glove hand. Again, out in front, Carlson misses 0-2. But the Colt 45s were able to plate four runs to take the lead back, and that's where we stand, 8-6, here in the bottom half of inning number eight. We'll square you up here in a minute. 0-2 count to Carlson, the first baseman tonight. Fastball. Ooh, yeah, he watched it and knows it. It was on the inside corner, called strike three. That has been a strike tonight. It has been a pretty consistent strike from the home plate umpire this evening. At this point, resetting for it, Colt 45's 8 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. And the visiting Chico Nuts, 6 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Jacob Machuca coming to the plate, making the most of his opportunities tonight. I mean, he's not gotten the pitches he's wanted to hit. That's a ball. But he's reached base twice and scored both those times. Walked and hit by a pitch. Lefty on lefty here, DeFort. Working with the bases empty, working from the windup. A 1-0 delivery. Fastball. Oh, he took a big cut and missed it. 1-1. Machuca going to break out on one of these days. Oh, and he got hit with that pitch. And that one, you can just tell the DeFort just turned around and mumbled him, yelled at himself because something got away from him, whatever it was. It got the meat on the leg, and he's fine. He's down to first, hit by a pitch again. So the number just continues to grow of hit batters. And goodness gracious, we might just one day lose count. Just kidding, we won't. Colby Harrison now comes to the plate with a runner on. Machuca, we've told you, he's stolen a couple of bases in the couple of games he's been here. He's got some good speed for a big guy. That one's bounced up there, misses low. And he came barreling home to score and probably scared the pitcher half to death on the wild pitch back in the seventh. So Colby Harrison looking to get something going. He walked and scored back in the seventh. Throwing over to first base. Well, they do indeed have pickoff attempts. We haven't really seen much in the way of throwing over to keep runners close, but at this point, if you're the Nuts, you certainly want to do that. I mean, I don't think Machuca would be going anywhere here. He's got a good lead over there, though. DeFort delivers, swung on, swinging out of his shoes there and misses it. Took a good cut. Colby had something in mind there, and it had to do with Cypress Avenue. But he didn't get it. Even count now. 1-1. Here comes the pitch. Checking the runner. He's leaning away. Let's see if they're going to throw over there. Long time from the stretch. Now he delivers, and he swings at a high fastball, misses it 1-2. Colby's just a bit off, just on those fastballs, but we'll see if he gives him another one. If you go to the well too many times against a good hitter, we'll just see. Fastball is a good one. DeFort has shown it. 1-2, the pitch coming, taking his time from the stretch, and delivers. That one's bounced up there, and he's going to try to go to second. Machuca sliding head first, the throw above him, and he gets in there. It's going to be a wild pitch. The catcher blocked it in front of him. It was in the dirt, and just a little high on the throw where he might have had a shot at getting Jacob. But now you have a man in scoring position looking for some insurance here. And a two-ball, two-strike count on Colby Harrison. And DeFort It's his job to finish it up, I think. No action in their bullpen. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on him. Boy, he got his eyes on that, fouled it back, out of play. You can tell Colby is now on the fastball. Just missed that one. Miguel Marquez on deck. Due up next. Here comes a 2-2 pitch, big one, for Colby. Deliberate delivery from the stretch. Dufort, a little away. And it now is 3-2. You can probably hear in the background, the kid's still having fun out here at the ballpark. About 2/3 of the crowd still here. They might be a little tired, long Saturday, but they're enjoying a potential W. Got a little time left. Got to finish this thing off. Harrison swings and delivers a high fastball, or delivers a high fly to center, but Buchanan is able to get there. It looked and sounded good coming off the bat, but it had absolutely no distance to it. I got excited. Felt a little bit like Harry Carey late in his career. Made a pop fly sound like a long one. But that's out number two. Runner still at second, and Miguel Marquez at the plate. So Miguel looking for his first hit of the night, at least in the books, because he had the bloop tweener that was turned into a fielder's choice when they threw the runner at first out at second base on the force play. Fastball swung on and missed. He finds himself behind in the count quite frequently, at least tonight he has. Marquez has walked once tonight. And next one misses inside. I never did get you the number on Miguel. He leads the club. He led his college team in steals this year and leads the Colt 45s in stolen bases as well with 8 now. A 1-1 pitch coming. 2 outs, man in scoring position. Dufort sure does take his time out there as a reliever. Slide step, fastball, swung on, miss. 1-2. You know, relievers, they're just a different breed sometimes, or lefties, I might say. It just depends on what works, I guess. Your fielders behind you sure do appreciate when you get the ball and you throw it. The night can feel really long. That one's bounced up there, and it's now 2-2. If Miguel reaches, then Bello is due up next. Two ball, two strike count. And, yes, you could just watch paint dry and watch Dufort work. That's a fastball away, and the count now full. We promise that if you nod off during Dufort's stretch, we'll wake you up when something good happens. But we hope you don't. And we got a payoff pitch coming, man on second base. Full count here in the bottom of the eighth. Colt 45's looking for some insurance. Fastball just on the inside corner, called strike 3, and it has been called a strike all night. So Miguel turns and runs back, knowing that he has no choice but to do it. So the Colt 45's with an 8-6 lead. That was out number 3. We go to the top of the ninth. It's Nick Schrodel's job to shut this thing down. Colt 45's lead, the Nuts 8-6. You're listening to Reading Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, letting you know we're having another big fundraiser and yard sale Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 7th, 8th, and 9th, in our effort to continue the building project for the new museum at 4659 Ronda Road.
Come by starting at 9 a.m. at 4659 Ronda Road in Anderson and help yourself to some great items at great prices. We're moving out everything, so prices will be incredibly low. Come help us honor our veterans in our community Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. We'll see you there, and thank you for your support.
Reading Dance Center presents the full ballet production of Firebird, as well as a featured medley of jazz, tap, and modern pieces titled Let It Move You on Saturday, June 8th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Watch good prevail against evil in this powerful Russian classic. Come for an exciting evening filled with beautiful music, talented dancers, and a wonderful storyline enhanced by professional costumes and sets. The matinee is at 1 and the evening performance is at 7. Tickets can be purchased at readingcivic.com. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, here you go. The Eye of the Tiger is playing, I think. And I believe the left-hander Nick Schrodel has just that, the Eye of the Tiger. His brother Kyle started this game. Marquez pitched well in relief, gave up 4 unearned runs, but I think you really have to feel strongly about his performance. And then Nick, relegated to the bullpen, tried to find his groove. He certainly showed a groove in the eighth, put him down 1-2-3, and now has a 2-run lead to protect as we go to the top of the ninth. Colt 45's trying to make it a sweep of these Chico Nuts. And Schrodel still working from the stretch. The leadoff batter here is Bradley Smith, their first baseman. He's 1-for-4 on the night. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. But the bullpen has been what the doctor ordered. There's no doubt. I feel like they saw some strength in their bullpen last night as well with the incoming freshman at Seattle University, Peter Kronoski, showing his stuff. And then, of course, showing signs that you might be looking at Brendan Roop as a closer, a good ninth, final inning. That one misses inside. And quickly, although he's not missing by much, 3 balls and no strikes. You do not want to mess around. Soto had a solid 8. Let's see if he can battle back here against Bradley Smith. 3-0 pitch, high, ball 4. So a base runner and the potential tying run comes to the plate in Braden Del Carlo. Now, Del Carlo has had a forgettable night. You know it is not a great night as a plate when your biggest at-bat was getting hit by a pitch. So he's got... He has the golden sombrero, 3 strikeouts at this point, pops up the first pitch, but it's going to be out of play. And it's strike 1. So Schrodel quickly out in front. No balls and a strike to count. Schrodel wants another baseball. Big lefty. Now he gets what he wants, Bello behind the plate. Now, as I mentioned in last night's broadcast, normally his brother catches Nick. He did not catch him in his last start, not catching him here because he started the game as a pitcher. Boy, he takes something off that curveball and is called a strike. Went a little rainbow on it. And quickly out in front on the right-handed batting Del Carlo. Runner not going anywhere at first. Bounced that one up there, and it bounced off of the catcher's mask, and I believe even the batter after it hit the ground. And by the time Bello was able to find it, the runner was down at second. That's going to be a wild pitch. Del Carlo, 1-ball, 2-strike count now. Fastball, just a little bit low. Same spot inside that they've been calling a strike, but it was a little bit low there. 2-2. Nick Schrodel, not paying much attention to that runner at second. Bounces one up to the plate, not getting his stride in out there. Looks as comfortable as he looked last inning. He does not look comfortable out there this inning. 3-ball, 2-strike count. No action in the bullpen. This is Nick's job to finish. Fastball, blew it by him, fouled off. Well, it looked like he'd gotten it well past him. But it must have got a piece of it. 3-2 the count. But a good-looking fastball there. Let's see what with a full count he delivers to Braden Del Carlo. Fouls that one back out of play. The parking lot getting a workout tonight. And to the point that we certainly have kept our bat boy busy bringing balls out to the umpire. Jimmy Richens, the home plate umpire tonight. Full count. Working from the stretch. Big lefty. Doesn't check the runner. Goes right at him. Fastball inside corner. Called. Strike three. Calling it both ways. Right there on the inside corner. First strikeout for Nick Schrodel. And that brings up Ryan Bolf. The bottom half of their lineup is not produced. They have no hits in the 6, 7, 8, 9 spots total tonight, they being the Chico Nuts. Bolf is 0 for 4. That one's low. So you don't want to mess around, which he's now behind 2-0 in the count. The damage that's been done has been done by the top five in their lineup. Fastball swung on, fouled off right side. Out of play. It's not a particularly quick game tonight by any stretch. We're past the three-hour mark. Swung on, bounced towards second. Akins fields and throws, and he got him. The runner moves to third, but that's out number two. That brings up the catcher, Andrew Long.
Now batting number 21, Andrew Long.
Long walked in the seventh. Was eventually forced out at third to end that inning. First pitch to him. Just misses away. Ball and no strike. Colt 45's looking to shut the door here with two down. The 1-0 pitch, that's on the inside corner. Called a strike. Nick Schrodel trying to right the ship here. Working quicker. Fastball. Oh, he took something off that one, actually. It was a bit up and away. 2-1. Might have been the changeup, and he would have fooled me. Nick Schrodel. Big kick. Foul back out of play. I said all the kids that are here chasing foul balls, well, they have been busy tonight.
All right.
Crowd imploring Nick, come on, get the strikeout. He'll take what he can. Curveball swung on, fouled right side out of play. No action in the bullpen. It is the elder Schrodel's job to finish this game. Big kick from the stretch. Swung on. Fastball. Blew it by him. Strike three. And the win is in the books. The Colt 45s pull out the 8-6 come-from-behind victory. We'll be back with totals and a recap in just a moment. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick Live. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. An unbelievable night filled with all the hits. Cheap Trick. 40 years and the legacy continues. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance.
Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or by calling 530-229-0022.
Mamma Mia is coming to the historic Cascade Theater stage June 14th through the 22nd. A mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless music propels this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship with explosive dance numbers and songs. Come see Mamma Mia at the Cascade Theater June 14th through the 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. Call 243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, Colt 45s make it two in a row over the Chico Nuts tonight. Let's recap your scoring in this contest. Redding got out in front in the bottom of the first inning and staked their starter, young Kyle Schrodel, to a lead. The big blow, a walk and a stolen base by Tyler Thompson, and then Brendan Roop doubled him in. Jacob Machuca later got the second run in on an infield out, so they had a 2-0 lead. That held up till the top of the third, and that's when the Chico Nuts got to Kyle Schrodel. Schrodel struggled. Leadoff hitter reached in each base that each of the first three innings against him, but he didn't really get touched up too badly. Only the two runs there in the third. The leadoff hitter tripled. Polk singled him in, and then later on, they were able to plate Polk to tie the game at two. But the Colt 45s did what good teams do. In the bottom half of inning number three, they responded with two runs. Big hit in that one. Colby Harrison, the RBI single, and an RBI fielder's choice by Miguel Marquez. Or no, excuse me, I'm not getting that one. But either way, they did plate those two runs in that inning. And then the trouble came, actually. And a tough night for Jacob Machuca because he's going to be an excellent left fielder, but he dropped a fly ball in the midst of a rally that led to four unearned runs that were tagged to Jacob Marquez. Unfortunately for him, he pitched well in relief, but ultimately, I believe he will get credited with the W. I haven't seen the final, but he was the pitcher of record when the Colt 45s then rallied for four in the bottom half of inning number seven. That was the big inning, and that's when the wheels started to come off for the Chico Nuts. Machuca led off that inning. He was walked, hit by a pitch, then a wild pitch to second. Then they walked Harrison. Then Miguel Marquez tried to bunt him over, couldn't, but then hit a bouncer to the pitcher that did the same thing, moves him over into scoring position. Nick Horsley's replacement, Bello, came in to pinch hit, and he walked. He loaded up the bases. And then Jordan Akins was able to come in after they had to replace their pitcher. They balked in one run. Akins then walks. They still hadn't even gotten a base hit and a run had scored. And Andy Bayena delivered the big hit of the night, the two-run single that put them on top and gave them ultimately the 8-6 win. Final tally, the Colt 45s, 8 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. 6 runs, 7 hits. 1 error for the Chico Heat. The starting pitcher, Kyle Schrodel, went 3 2/3, 5 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Doesn't figure in the decision. Jacob Marquez gets the win, going 3 1/3, 2 hits, 4 unearned runs, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Nick Schrodel gets a save going the last 2 innings, gave up no hits, just walked a guy, did strike out 2, including the last man he faced. So Marquez improves to 1-1 on this young season. The losing pitcher in the contest will be Gago, and he, I believe, is 0-1, though we don't have his exact record since he's just joined their club, and they're only 3 games into the season. Colt 45s improve on this campaign with their second straight win tonight. And someone stole some of my cards here off the bench, but that's all right. Colt 45s get the W, and the visiting Chico Nuts fall to 0-4. Reading now 7-4 on the season. Tomorrow it'll be the Reading Ringtails. Colt 45s looking to take it to their crosstown rival. That game, a Sunday start. First pitch will be at 6:15 instead of 7:15. bring you the broadcast starting shortly after, right at 6 o'clock with our pregame show interview and more. And if you're coming out to the ballpark tomorrow night, temperature's looking good, and that's good news because you know it's going to heat up. That's just what it does here in the North State. Your Colt 45s heating up tonight with that 8-6 win, second in a row over this Chico Nuts Club. I'd like to thank our engineer back at the station for doing another stellar job tonight. And thank you for joining us out there. We'll be back with you tomorrow night at the ballpark. From Tiger Field, I'm Brent Weber, saying so long, good news, a W for the Colt 45s. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
I know I can't be Bo Jackson, never. But I can hustle. I can try. I could try to hit above my weight. I could try as hard as I can. And that, and all of a sudden, the guy that tried ends up being the best. And that's why people end up identifying with you.
Well, I was never satisfied. I was what you would call a grinder. You know, if the score was 15-2 and I'm in the batter's box, I'm trying to get a hit.
Why? Because your dad used to say that to you. If you went 2-for-4, he would go over the two bats where you didn't get a hit.
Yeah. Yeah, perfection. It's called perfection.
Why do some kids burn out when a dad is that all over you, and other kids excel?
I can't answer that because I didn't burn out, and my kids didn't burn out. You have to know, first of all, what you're talking about. And you, one thing that a lot of parents do today that you can't do is don't embarrass your kids in front of their peers. Don't yell at them, dads, when you're at the game and they make a mistake. Do it on the way home in the car.
You're saying that now?
Yeah, that's okay. What my dad did. He corrected me when I made mistakes in the car on the way home, not during the game yelling at me out of the stands. Because if you start embarrassing kids in front of kids, they won't want to play baseball.
So now you're in the major league. I just want to talk about this relationship. Yeah. I'm not sure to get it lost because we have a lot of highlights to go through. I wanted you to tell me about rookie Pete Rose with Frank Robinson. Mm-hmm. And Vita Pinson.
Vita Pinson and Frank Robinson were two of the best players on the Cincinnati Reds, and they were both African-American. And I was actually, not the first week, not the first month, maybe the third or fourth month of the season, I was called in the office in Cincinnati by the general manager, and he told me I was hanging with the African-American players too much. And I said, what? Who cares what color these guys are? These guys treat me like I'm one of the guys. And Frank Robinson was a top five players in the history of baseball. And he taught me a lot my first 3 years, 63, 4, and 5. Then we traded him, and he went to Baltimore. And they said he was old in Cincinnati. What did he do in Baltimore the first year? Won the Triple Crown. That's how old he was. And Veda was one of those guys like Roger Maris. He played in the background of Mickey Mantle. Eddie Matthews played in the background of Henry Aaron. You know, every good player, Willie McCovey, right, played in the background of Willie Mays. Veda Pinson was the second best player on the team behind Frank Robinson and never got his just due, but they were both from Oakland.
But as a rookie who was flamboyant and aggressive,
I just wanted to be part of the team.
And now, but you replaced a very popular second baseman.
Yes, I did.
And they didn't want, they thought they could win the World Series. They didn't
absolutely
need this
right
rookie.
You're absolutely
so
right.
So these two really good players said, I'm not going to, I know what it's like to be ostracized. I'm going to be nice to him. And they didn't like it. You sometimes would polish Frank Robinson's shoes while he talked to you, right?
Well, he was unbelievable. I mean, Veda was the guy that always polished shoes. Veda never looked dirty. He never looked dirty. I mean, we get on an airplane in L.A. and fly to Cincinnati, and he'd get off and he didn't have a wrinkle in his shirt, a wrinkle in his – I don't know how he did it.
Right.
He was Mr. Clean.
So fast forward, it becomes you grow late. You start coming into your own. The small football player weighed 140 pounds.
Yeah.
That was tough as hell but couldn't get anybody's attention.
Yeah.
If you didn't have to repeat the sophomore year in high school, you probably wouldn't have kept playing football. You wish you played in school. You wish you paid more attention in school. That's one of your big regrets in life. But now you're established, and the year is 1970. You're in the All-Star game. The game doesn't count in the standings, but the American and National League teams didn't play each other until the World Series. It really had a lot of tension back then and a lot of interest. So here is Pete Rose trying to score. Cut two.
And right into the stretch. Looking back and throws up the middle. Rose is on his way around. Picked up by Otis. Rose is coming to the plate. Throws the throw. He's in. It's all over. The National League win.
But they didn't talk about
the
collision.
That was the important words. The National League wins. We played in 17 All-Star games. I did.
But you took out Ray Fossey.
The night before. I took him out to eat.
No, you didn't take him out home plate?
No, I took him out the night of the game, but I took him out to eat the night before the game.
Right.
And if you look at that replay, I started to slide, but he had the plate blocked. And I actually went over him, and I tagged the plate with my right hand, and I missed the next three games because of an injury, and he didn't miss any, and he went on to play nine more years. So everybody says I ruined his career. I don't know what the heck they're talking about.
Gotcha. Now, what do you say about the new rule that says to avoid these collisions at home plate?
Well, I'm against all rule changes. You know, this is the 150th anniversary of baseball in Cincinnati this year.
Right.
We started in 1869, first night game 1935. And it's a shame to me you can't pitch inside, you can't break up a double play, you can't slide into a catcher. What's next? What's next? They're talking about moving the mound back 2.5 feet in the minor leagues. What, are they going to try to make it easy for everybody to hit 50 home runs? I mean, they dicker with the game, and it's not helping the game. Tell me one rule change that baseball has made in the last 5 years that's helped the game become a better game.
I can't, but I will say this. I do know that sometimes from the money and the perspective, I would not mind less gesticulations and more baseball. So I wouldn't mind stepping out of the batter's box limitations. Less visits. I like that idea. Do you like that idea?
Everybody's in a hurry. Why is everybody in a hurry? Baseball fans are fickle. Let me tell you why. Are you a Met fan or a Yankee
Met
fan?
Met fan. Okay. But I'm not a Yankee hater. I don't hate
okay.
it.
Okay. You're a Met fan. You go to the game tonight. The game takes an hour and 50 minutes, right, which is a fast game. Mets win 1-0. You're happy as hell on the way home.
Right.
Okay? Or say the Mets lose 1-0. You're mad on the way home. And the game took an hour and 50 minutes. Now you come back tomorrow night, okay, and the Mets win 15-2, and the game takes 3 hours and 45 minutes. You're happy on the way home.
Right.
Why weren't you happy when the game only took an hour and 50 minutes?
I understand.
Why is everybody in such a hurry?
You sound like Tom Lasorda. Said the same thing. I wouldn't touch it. But you do worry. What about the...
He's the oldest living Hall of Famer, by the way.
And what a great guy. Big personality, invaluable to the game, like you, with a controversial past. I remember interviewing you a lot, and you said, Brian, I didn't bet on baseball. And then at one time I interviewed you five, 10 years ago, and you're like, yeah, my book, I bet on baseball.
Well, to be honest with you... Everybody thinks that I admitted I bet on baseball in that book. It was in the book. But everything I said in the book, I told the commissioner of baseball a year before the book came out.
Okay.
And I always looked at it like this, that I didn't have to tell you if I bet on baseball because the commissioner, my life was in his hands.
I hear
and
you.
He's the one I had to explain what I did do and what I didn't do. But you're right. I should have come clean earlier.
It would
have been better for everybody.
Right. And the fact is you're doing it now and speaking candidly.
But your involved.
Absolutely.
Okay? Let me tell you
something. Yeah, the ultimate goal. Can we come back and talk about that?
Sure you can.
All right. Brian Kilmeade here with Pete Rose. Listen, I know you're thinking about a Father's Day gift, and Pete Rose got one of the most chronicled careers ever. But there is stuff in this book you're not going to hear other places. You're not going to regret getting it. Pick it up. It is Pete Rose, The Making of a Baseball Player. The name title, though, is Play Hungry. Back in a moment.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/guys. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/guys. That's forhims.com/guys for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/guys.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
His mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
If I had all of the current Hall of Famers and I said one-time vote for Pete to be in the Hall of Fame or put him on the ballot, what do you think the current Hall of Famers would vote?
No.
Not even put him on the ballot?
No. The thing that is, as I tell people, is people who say yes, that he should be, then I say, do you have kids? And they said, yeah. And I said, well, go home and tell your kids there's no more rules. And, you know, it kind of like makes you think about what it is. Now, the thing that upsets all of us is that he had a chance the first year, the first day, when Neuberoth gave him the option of signing a paper. And he said, if you don't sign this, then Giamatti's going to nail you. And that's the way it happened.
Johnny Bench. I don't know if that's the way it happened. Well, that's Johnny Bench.
And I didn't know Johnny was an expert on
Pete
my
Rose
case.
Is here.
Okay.
But Pete Rose is here, and his book is out, Play Hungry, The Making of a Baseball Player. Your thoughts about what he said, Pete?
Well, of course, I disagree with Johnny. I mean, that was a long time ago when he said that. I don't think that was last year or last week or last month. I don't know when that interview was. But,
yeah, I'll find out.
But, yeah. But there again, Johnny could say those things, and he's probably right. But I don't think he knows what he's talking about when he's talking about Uberoff's made an offer or something. Uberoff, they made no offer to me. Did I ever know? Because when I started getting investigated, Bart Giamatti was a commissioner, not Peter Uberoff. So
right.
That part of it, but it sounds good.
Did he come to you earlier? Did Uberoff come to you earlier?
Okay. No, not at all. Not at all. Back down to gambling, he did.
This was July of last year.
So,
okay. So does that, I mean, it must bother you. I know he.
Well, don't bother me, but, you know, Johnny Bench is one guy should thank God that I was born.
Why?
Because he never made a Hall of Fame if I wasn't born.
Why?
Because I'm the guy he knocked in 1,000 times. Okay?
Yeah.
You got guys hitting in front of you, the guys hitting behind you. And you got to be responsible for everybody that's involved.
Mm-hmm.
And, You should ask Joe Morgan the same question or ask Tony Perez the same question. They're in the Hall of Fame, and I'll guarantee you they won't give you the same answer. And it don't bother me that Johnny feels that way because Johnny was – here was a situation with me and Johnny, and people thought we didn't ever get along. That wasn't true. But Johnny could never understand that I was born in Cincinnati, and people loved the way I played. And he might have been the best player on the Big Red Machine. I don't know. He's the greatest catcher ever. But he was never going to be a fan favorite as long as I was there. I was born there. It's like me going to Bingo, Oklahoma, where he's from, and getting mad if they like Johnny more than they like me. They're probably going to like Johnny more because that's where he was born. Mm-hmm. Okay? So that was a problem that Johnny and I had as far as players when we played for the Cincinnati Reds.
So Tony Perez,
yeah.
Dan Dreesen,
mm-hmm. Griffey,
Foster. Yeah, so when you talk to
Concepcion.
Those, have you talked to any of them who back you going to the Hall of Fame?
Well, they all back me for going to the Hall of Fame, but there's only two of them that are Hall of Famers, and that would be Morgan and Perez.
Yeah.
I do shows with those guys all the time. And to be honest with you, I get along with Johnny today.
You know, so if you saw him now, there would be no problem?
No,
you just
not,
differ
at all,
on this?
Not at all. I'll continue going around the world we live in and telling everybody he's the greatest catcher of all times. I don't get tired of saying that because it's the truth. Now, I can't help it the way he feels. But I would think if he's a Cincinnati fan and he cares about the city of Cincinnati, that he would probably want me to be in the Hall of Fame.
So here we are. Have you heard anything from Major League Baseball?
No, no.
You don't plan on
it? I don't expect to. You know, when I walked in here today to do this interview, the furthest thing from my mind is the Hall of Fame. I made the Reds Hall of Fame. Wonder why Johnny didn't comment on me making a Reds Hall of Fame or me getting a statue at the ballpark or retiring my number. Why didn't he have an opinion on those three things?
So I admit, I was doing all sports.
Yeah.
I was doing all sports radio out in California.
Yeah.
I talked to you. I did it. So I admit, when I saw Pete Rose, the first thing I wanted, you would engage on it. You looking me in the eye, which is very unique for a superstar player. And you always engage, answer, whether it's the smallest microphone, sports phone was my mm-hmm. first microphone,
mm-hmm.
or the biggest place, a place like Fox. So mm-hmm. I appreciate that. I'm kind of bored with the question. I wanted to get it out, but I'm bored with it. Everyone knows you're the greatest hitter. What I love most about it is you're self-made,
yeah.
And I love what you accomplished. So what I want to talk about, fathers and sons.
Yeah.
Your father pushed you to be – he was a very good athlete even to his 40s, great athlete.
That's
so he pushed you to be better. Your regret is not paying more attention in school. In what way does that bother you?
Well, it don't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all because I didn't like – there's a lot of kids –
Well, you write about that in the book.
You know, but there's a lot of kids in the 40s and 50s didn't like school, okay? But we had other things to do. And I tell kids every day, further your education because they can't take it away from you. It worked out okay for me because I could hit a baseball. But what would have happened to me if I couldn't hit a baseball?
Right.
With no education, no college education.
You would have been in trouble.
Huh? Probably.
Manual labor.
But we can't talk about that because it didn't happen.
Right.
You know, you can always look through a crystal ball and say, well, if I hadn't did this, I'd have did that.
Right.
If I hadn't did this, I'd have did that.
All right, so
that way.
As we wrap up, what are you proudest of? I know you have a grandson you think has a lot of promise as an athlete. You're tight with your family.
I have four grandsons.
Four grandsons.
And three granddaughters. Yeah.
All right. So what are you proudest of today as you sit here, Pete Rose?
You mean of my records?
Of you, personally. As you look back at your life and your career,
I'm a good father. I'm a good grandfather. I'm a provider. I'm very positive about life in general. I know there's a hell of a lot more behind me than there is in front of me. And I try to teach my grandkids the same thing as I taught my kids.
You know what I refer from this book? I know you end up being the best hitter ever.
No, I get the most hits.
But there's glory in effort. There's something about giving your all, whether you succeed or fail, that's satisfying.
It's easy to give effort.
Pete Rose, thanks so much. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on...
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.